The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School Basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our heart.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Dale Hollow One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The District 7A regular season gauntlet's drawing to an end for Clay County. Both teams have swept their canine competition from Red Bull and Springs, and they both skinned the bison from Clark Range. They also both were called to shreds by the Burgstown Bobcats, and now only one team remains. 2.5 weeks ago, it was the Big Blue of Gordonsville who welcomed the teams from Salina into the jungle, and after two close contests, the Lady Tigers had won in double overtime, and the Tigers edged out the Dogs 63-68. Now tonight, as the Black, Purple, and Gold host the Big Blue here in the heart of Bulldog Country, it's with the scenario that if Matt Walker and Rob Edwards led squads can exact their revenge against the Terry Brock and Greg Bibb led squads, then they'll almost surely finish as the conference's number two teams. It's time to wrap up Clay County Conference play right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with their community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Deco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Young Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup, and much more as we get ready for tip-off. Lady Bulldog Basketball, streaming live. Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, welcome into the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, our 17th basketball broadcast of the season. For the ninth time, we're sitting comfortable high top Joe Sims Gym looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll try to keep you informed on the flow of the action as we go through these contests. It'll be my privilege to be joined throughout the evening by this venue's namesake during the girls' game, and then by Doug Strong for boys' action. I'm just as privileged, though, to be joined now by a man who's going to help me call these two big Clay County wins tonight. He's our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver. Gordon's will come to town, Thomas. Always good.
Yeah, you're
or
right.
Or bad, Jay. Depending on how you look at it.
True. Appreciate the kind introduction. Like you said, back here in Joe Sims Gym tonight for a couple of big ones, Clay County's regular season district finales with postseason seating on the line. Plus, the Dogs and Lady Dogs are looking to avenge losses to these Gordonsville teams from earlier this season, Daniel.
Yeah, that's the big thing about it, and a lot of implications that we'll talk about. But number one, just some revenge.
No doubt. But we wouldn't be here for this district finale here in the regular season without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank each and every one of them enough for getting on board and sticking with us. And a special shout-out, as always, to the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, our presenting sponsor this season for basketball, who's partnering with us to spread their message to parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy on newsstands and in their mailbox next week for coverage of these two big games. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's games at Clark Range in our recap segment. So stay with us for more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. But with the paper not coming out until the first of the week, we'll just summarize Clay County's games at Clark Range. The Lady Dogs got a historic 37-29 win up there, which served as the first one in almost a quarter century since the Lady Buffaloes against the Lady Buffaloes on their home court. The Clay County girls claimed their first lead on a Halen Garrison three-pointer midway of the first quarter and never trailed again as the sophomore made three more from distance and led the Lady Dogs to victory with 19 points, including the final seven of the game after the Lady Buffs pulled within 3 points late. Senior Lacey Wicks also had a big outing to help fend off Clark Range as she scored 8 points and pulled down 14 rebounds in the win. And the rest of the scoring was made up of four from Natalie Smith and three each from Ella Eads and Claire Kendall. After trailing the 18-16 at the end of the first quarter, much like the Clay County girls, the Dogs claimed the lead in the second quarter they would never relinquish in their 84-69 win over the Buffaloes, led by Lance Birch's 28 and 22 from Nate Adams. Four Dogs reached double-figure scoring as Nolan Adams added 12 and Cole Eads 12 also. I think Nolan had 13 and Cole had 12. Warner Melton also had four, Hayden Adams three, Caden Copeland and Isaiah Burnett both one apiece. It was just a good night in Clark Range. for the teams from Clay County, Daniel.
No doubt, and with that, big girls win a generational good night on the plateau.
Folks, we'll be right back with much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Gordesville here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One-Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live on the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show. Time for the Ashhawk and Strong Girls 7A update. Back on Tuesday night, it was Clay County who beat Clark Ranes 37-29. Gordonsville lost in non-conference action to Jackson County 45-53. Red Bowling Springs lost to Pickett County 29-65. And then on Thursday night, Red Bowling Springs, that's last night, played Merrill Hyde. I don't know the outcome of that game. Never could find a score.
Who was it?
Red Bowling and Merrill Hyde last night.
I didn't see a score either. I'm sure Red Bowling won because Merrill Hyde's not very good.
Pretty bad. A lot of action tonight. 10-12 Clay County right here picks the host. 9-13 Gordonsville. Got 17-9 Clark Range hosting 20-3 Pickett County. Tomorrow night, Pickett County going to travel to Clinton County, Kentucky. On Monday night, Clark Range going to travel to 7-17 Stone Memorial. Also on Monday night, 4-19 Redbourne Springs going to make the trip to Monroe County, Kentucky. And then Tuesday night, Clay will host Jackson. Pickett will be at Gordonsville. Red Bull and hosting Westmoreland. So regular season drawing to an eye. Coach Sims looking at the district standings. Pickett County 6-0 in the league. Clay County and Clark Range both 4-3 in conference play. Gordonsville 3-3. Of course, they have to play tonight, and then they also have to play Pickett. Red Bull and Springs sitting at 0-8. So for the most part, now there are some wild scenarios, like if Gordonsville beats us tonight and they beat Pickett County on Tuesday, some crazy things could happen. But odds are if we win tonight, we're going to be the number 2 seed.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's a pretty good place to be in control of.
Yeah, and if we were to lose, which we hope we don't, you know, we could end up with a 3-way tie for second, start having to flip coins, you know, and we could end up in that play-in game.
Right, don't want that.
Happen. So, you know, I feel pretty confident about tonight's game, but now I felt pretty good down there too, but I don't see how this but Gordonsville can play any better than they did down there.
Well, I agree with that.
I tell you, they hit 10 out of 15 threes down there.
Yeah.
And shot about 50% from the floor. And, you know, they're normally scoring about like us in the 40s, and they get in regulation, you know, 57, and which that's more than we normally get too. But, you know, hopefully, and they've got a couple out. The eighth grader came in and killed us. She's not playing.
Rolled her ankle, I believe.
I was talking to her mom, and she said, well, we'll have her back sometime this season, hopefully. But and then the girl behind her is out, number two. She's on crutches down there. She's got a boot on her foot, so that takes two of their top, probably seven, away,
right.
You know, so should hurt their depth anyway.
Certainly it hurt to the depth there. So Pickett County, like we say, Layton, hopefully Clay County can win here and get that number two seed. That's been the Girls 7A update. Brought to you by Shock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. and he's got Clay County covered. We'll go ahead now and talk a little bit more about this matchup we're fixing to see on Tipsy's Final Take. Last word before tip-off brought to us by Ollie's Place, where we get Coach Sims' thoughts on this one tonight. Of course, as we alluded to there, these teams met back on January 21st, a double overtime loss down at Gordonsville for Clay County. And since then, Clay County's been on a pretty good streak. They've won their last two coming into this one. Gordonsville has lost their last four coming into this one. But Coach Sims definitely, ninth year head coach Matt Walker and his team, not going to overlook a team that just beat them two weeks ago.
Yeah, they may have lost four in a row, but they've all been, you know, pretty close against, you know, pretty decent teams. It's like against Jackson County. She said, I think it was about a tie game there with not too much left, and they ended up losing by eight. And I think Watertown was a close game that they lost. Watertown's got a good record. I don't know how good they are, but, yeah, I don't think they're overlooking them at all. I think he put them through the ringer pretty good the last couple of days trying to get their attention for this game. You know, we got to get up there and guard that three a little better than we did the first time.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, he feels like they'll do that tonight.
Definitely an opportunity here tonight with the district tournament looming only now, less than two full weeks away before we'll be in district semifinal action about 13 days from now. Can you go ahead and treat this thing like a tournament game and say, girls, it starts tonight.
Well,
let's go ahead and get in that mentality.
Probably need to, because, you know, this game may determine, you know, our chances in the postseason. You know, if we were to lose this game and then lose all those coin flips and get stuck with Ben Pickett's bracket in the region, you know,
right,
that's going to pretty much end our season, you know.
Right.
You know, if we stay away from them, we've got a chance. You know, nobody's great other than them.
There you go.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Back here live from Joe Sims' gym on the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show. What you heard right before the break there was Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Sina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. We'll go ahead and have Young Country Cafe serve up the Lady Dogs starting lineup, starting with the visiting Gordonsville Tigerettes wearing their blue travel jerseys, white numerals on them with a white stripe. Down the side, their head coach, Terry Brock. She's in her first season leading the program, 9-13 record overall, 3-3 in District 7A, riding a multi-game losing streak into this contest. Starting for the Tigerettes, all juniors. Number 3, Kelly Underwood. Number 10, Mackenzie Heron. Number 12, K.K. Roberts. Number 22, Molly Story. And number 33, Ashlyn Naylor. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs. Head coach Matt Walker, ninth season overall, 187 wins to 91 losses in his career. A 10-12 record this season, 4-3 in District 7A. Clay riding a two-game winning streak coming off that big win on the range against the Lady Buffaloes. Starting for Clay County, a pair of sophomores, number 3, Natalie Smith, and number 11, Haylen Garrison. A pair of juniors, number 12, Baker Walden, number 24, Ella Eads. And rounding out the lineup, the lone senior on the squad, the great Lacey Wicks, number 22. Starting lineup's been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Thomas, double overtime loss the last time these teams met for the Lady Dawgs. Time to get that game off our minds here with a big win.
Yeah, and I think, this is not the Gardensville team of old that you maybe did overlook a little bit. This is a big game. Coach talked about it. Coach Walker's got his girls ready, I think, for it.
No doubt. Here we go. Tiger Ifs do come up with a tip story with it. Lacey Wicks has other plans, takes it right back away. Wicks opening this thing up with a fervor. Hands off to Natalie Smith, the sophomore, works off to left wing, hands off to Wicks. Lacey bounce past to Elliott, the elbow, posted up, goes in. Nice move. Each puts the Lady Dawgs on the board, 2-9. 7:30 mark of the first. Gordonsville with their first opportunity. Underwood out top, closely defended by Smith. Uses a screen from Naylor and steps on the baseline. Does the Tigerettes. Clay County taking him back over. Gordonsville, Coach Sims, bringing in a whole pep bus full of students here.
Yeah, they come in with a load down there.
Creating a good atmosphere here early in this one. A bigger student section on hand than the Clay County faithful right now, and that's a little bit of a disappointment. Wish these young teenagers would come out and support their student-athlete peers in a better fashion than sometimes they do. But the ones that do come really bring it when they're here. Natalie Smith, right wing, drives inside, floater no good, fighting for her own rebound until E2 gets it, and she's going to be fouled.
Good.
No shot. Going to be inbounding from the baseline.
First time this season we've seen Ella Eads in the paint. Caught him off guard a little.
He's picked up on something on film. Figures he could post her up, I guess.
So far, so good. 2-0 the lead. Those points coming from Eads at right block. Smith now shakes and bakes against Underwood. Kicks the Wicks. 3-ball right side. Lacey Wicks is starting to develop a knack for hitting some big threes here at home early in contests.
I wish she had another year or two. She's just now making a good player. You know, it took her a while.
Really well-rounded is the senior Wicks this season. Deep three-pointer from the Tigerettes. Nothing doing. Rebound, Natalie Smith. 5-0 the lead, Clay County in front. Smith looking to extend, kicks to Walden, shot faking a drive to the block, spin shoots, scores, buckets, good on an offensive foul call.
No, walk.
Okay.
I didn't see it, but that's what he called.
A travel called, drugged the foot, Thomas, it seems, on the post. Looked good from here.
Yeah, it did. I mean, just maybe the hop on the setup is all I can figure, because to me the pivot was clean.
Clay County up 5-0. 5:50 mark, first quarter. Underwood at the block, shot up and good. 5-2 now. Sophomore Natalie Smith going to walk it across the timeline. Coach Walker calling for a slower pace. Smith averaging 2.1 assists per contest during her first year as a starter. Walden now working against two different Tigerettes, and it'll be a foul against K.K. Roberts.
I like the aggressiveness of Walden right out of the gate.
Yeah.
And when she gets to the line, Coach, she can shoot them.
She's usually pretty good there.
69.6% free throw shooter, second on the team, behind Ella Eads.
Missed that one.
Eads 72.5% on the season.
Keep taking it inside. Maybe we can pick up some more fouls. And, like we talked about, their depth's got to be compromised tonight some.
Yeah, both 8th grader Lily Brock, who plays a big role, out along with Lyra Baines. And we do see Walden missing both of those free throws early, a rare thing for her. Clay County maintaining possession, though, after the missed free throws. Walden on the inbound. Gets it into Smith. Natalie to Ella. Knocked out of bounds by K.K. Roberts. No, that's actually Hearn. Junior Mackenzie Hearn. We have not called her name yet, but she dropped 30 on this Clay County squad in Gordonsville down in the jungle. Took double overtime to get all that done. That's essentially five quarters of play, Thomas, but still a big night.
Yeah, it was, and she was consistent throughout driving the lane against these Lady Bulldogs. We haven't seen that yet, though, out of her.
Coach Sims, you mentioned multiple times their three-point shooting that night, 10 of 15.
Right.
67% as a team was Gordonsville in that win. Natalie Smith missing a three here.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. 5-2 the score. 5:04 mark of this first quarter. Tiger Edge taking back over against full court man pressure. Hearn with it on the inbound. Hands it off to Roberts. Roberts working against Wicks. KK gives off to Hearn. Hearn dishes out to Underwood. Underwood on the drive to the Bulldog head. Loses the ball. Lacey Wicks, loose ball pickup. Works out there to Eads. At Eads, one-on-one in the paint. Layup good. Is away, but blocked out of bounds by Story.
I know they had a foul call, but we didn't get it.
Yeah, I kind of thought so, too, but no whistles for that. Smith to inbound from the baseline. Works it into Eads. Ella now the free throw line gives to Walden. Walden shot blocked again. Molly Story. I don't know if we have those defensive stats. Is Ella Eads hits a big three. Molly Story blocked five shots at Gordonsville, the last time these teams met. I knew that looked familiar when I saw her swatting some of the Clay County attempts there. Story misses the shot, left block, got her on rebound, put back no good. Underwood with a good hustle play, and a foul call against Lacey Wicks. And once again, another big story from the last contest, Wicks fouling out early and was neutralized for a large part of that contest.
Yeah, she fouled out early in the fourth quarter.
Got to have Lacey on the floor. Fortunately, only one personal early in this one for her. 8-2, the score after Eads hit that big three-pointer. A takeaway. Helen Garrison takes it away from junior Mackenzie Hearn. Works over to Walden. Now back to Eads. Eads going to run the offense here. One-on-one. Drives against Manor. Hands off to Walden. She kicks to Wicks. Wicks to Garrison. Garrison, three ball. No good off the back of the iron. Rebound Story. Underwood going to bring it across the timeline for Gordonsville. Lady Dogs in front by six. 3:45 mark of the first. Manor on the drive. Kicks to Naylor. Naylor a shot fake.
Pull it.
Then shoots and misses. Rebound Walden and a foul going to be caught.
Good.
Lucy Manor, the lone senior on the Tigerette squad, gets the foul. 8-2, guys. A good start here as far as the six-point lead.
It is.
Score at the end of the first last time around was 13-9 in favor of Gordonsville. So as we've talked all year, Thomas, home court advantage means a lot in District 7A.
Yeah, it does. And Baylor Walden really going to work down there. But, again, the length of Story to protect the rim.
It's tough. Now a foul call against Ella Eads as Hearn was working to the hoop. We'll see Mackenzie Hearn go to the line.
Oh. She was there a lot in that last contest, especially late, I remember.
And she is good from there, too, 8 of 10 on the night. As a team, you don't hear this one much. As a team in that last game, from the free throw line, Gordonsville shot 57%. From 3-point, like we said, 67.
Yeah.
And not on 2 of 3 attempts, but 10 of 15 attempts from 3, 17 of 30 from free throw. What's the discussion, guys?
I'm not
sure.
Officials conferencing. Now the head ref addressing the official book, kept by Martina Riddle, and talked to Homer Dayton, the clock keeper. Maybe changing possession arrow? I don't know. Free throw away and good. My Heron hit them both.
It should have been ours because they got the tip, then we took it away from them.
That's
so,
right.
You know, they had it. It was their turnover.
And they showed that now to be ours. LAE's with it, working against Manor. All the way to the block, spins, shoots, misses. Rebound Underwood.
We need to hit them.
That's good work by Eads, just could not get it to finish. Underwood pulls up, top of the key. Story there waiting to set a screen, now she retreats. Manor right side. Kicks to Story, three ball by the post, no good. Rebound by Walden. Baylor now, full head of steam, comes the other way. Fay County working at the hoop to our left during this first half of play, as always. Here at Joe Sims Gym, as we call from the top row with the visiting bleachers. Smith kicks to Walden. Walden in the corner. Baylor gives to Garrison. Garrison wide open three attempt. No good. 0-2 so far. She had a good night at Clark Raines the other night. Hit 4 3-pointers. It was perfect from the free throw line down the stretch to help secure that win. But she has yet to score in this one. Takeaway here by Clay County, and they give it back away. Actually, Naylor knocks it out of bounds. 8-4, the score, minute 53 left in this first quarter. Clay County's led throughout. Kalia Crawford and Claire Kendall checking in, the first cousins coming out. Baylor Walden and Halen Garrison. Smith works into Wicks. Wicks drives, gets to the hoop.
Good,
and
the foul. And
she's fouled. Bailey Trusty, the reserve post player with the tough draw of defending Lacey Wicks.
Yeah, and that's adding something else to her game right there. I don't think I've ever seen her make a shot fake and drive from within the painted area, Coach. This is super impressive.
It is.
Does miss the free throw.
She's been hitting all them, but.
Yeah, she had climbed to 33% from free throw in the season, but didn't miss that one. Bucket there by Bailey Trusty. Makes it 10-6. Clay County in front by 4. Minute 30 left. Eads, three ball, top of the key.
Yes.
Yeah. Ella Eads with her second triple of the opening quarter. Makes it 13-6.
Get it.
Manor with it, loses the handle, picks up, gives to Underwood across the timeline. She now drives against Smith, gets all the way to the baseline, and a foul called against Natalie. First personal against Natalie. That's the fifth team foul. No. Gordonsville with 14 fouls. Clay County out with 3. One for Wicks, one for Eads, one for Smith. Roberts inbound for the Tigerettes. Works it into Heron. Heron out top. Drives in the lane. Call for the travel. 13-6. Currently the score. Clay County with a chance here to extend on this 7-point lead. Coach Walker, 17-1 in his career against Gordonsville. Of course, the one.
Well, yep.
2.5 weeks
double
ago.
Double dribble.
And double dribble called against Clay County. He's 9-0 here at home against the Tigerettes. Full court man again. And easily beat on the inbound play. Crawford was face guarding Heron, so it naturally gave Heron the advantage with the inbound.
That's two buckets we give up on runouts.
On the floor, we've got Crawford, Kendall, Walden, Garrison, and Smith. Garrison now with it, spins into the paint, kicks out to Walden. Shot faking a drive, taken away by Underwood. 35 seconds left in the quarter. 13-8, and now it's going to be remaining at 13-8. After those missed shots, 5 points to lead for Clay County. Smith the rebound. 20 seconds left in this opening frame. Smith shot from left block, high off the glass, no good. Rebound Trusty. 15 seconds left here in the quarter. Heron presses ahead to Underwood, down to 10 seconds. Underwood to Roberts. K.K. Roberts inside to Molly Story. Story bounce past the Trusty. 8-foot jumper, no good. Rebound Garrison. First quarter's going to end right there. Your score at the end of 1, Clay County 13, Gordonsville 8.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym for Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Lady Dogs lead the Tigerettes of Gordesville 13-8. Headed into the second quarter, and here's your Lady Dogs scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Clay County led by as many as 7 before Gordesville scored the last two of the full opening frame to make it 13-8. And they're being led by Mackenzie Heron with 4 points. Callie Underwood has 2, and Bailey Trusty has 2. For Clay County, the senior Lacey Wicks off to a good start with 5 points, and Ella Eads has 8. So 2 on the board for the Lady Dogs, who lead 13-8. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee. For the better part of 2 decades, Copeland's has become a cornerstone in the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
Baker Walden called for a personal. Offensive foul, maybe
illegal screen. Yeah. He said it was. I don't know if it was or not.
Coach Walker pulling the pressure off here.
Well, I don't really think it's helped us any.
Just using the energy and not getting the payoff for it.
I know two buckets off of it.
Lacey Wicks, a nice rebound. Comes down the other way. Wicks may have blocked that shot. I really didn't see how she got a hold of it. Garrison into the paint. Shot from right block. Blocked by Heron. Deflected more than blocked, but it was disrupted by Heron. Story now in the paint. Nearly travels. Keeps the feet planted. Misses her shot. Collected her own rebound. Kicks to K.K. Roberts, who's almost slapped in the face inadvertently by Claire Kendall. But Roberts gets the bucket from left side. Makes it a single possession, 3-point contest, 13-10. Clay County has led throughout, but now down to only a 3-point lead.
Yeah, and Clay County's going to have to realize they're not calling anything at the rim on a shot at this point, guys. You know, as Lacey Wicks pulls the trigger on a three, but it's almost like we're trying to go in there to get fouled and not trying to finish. We're not getting those calls early.
No, we're not.
That's a good point. And like you say, that's something you're going to just feel early. Because stop doing it, you know, if they're not going to reward that attempt. 9 lead changes in the last contest. No lead changes in this one so far. Clay County has maintained the advantage in a travel now called against Ella Eads. So Gordonsville, a chance perhaps to tie this thing up with a deep ball. Here's that full court man again. Deep inbound by Roberts. Should have been taken away by Eads, and it is. She gets it to Kendall. Nice job by Ella. Intercepting the pass. Gets it to Clara. Back to Ella. Ella drives to the free throw line. Kicks to Garrison. Pulls the trigger. Ooh, no good. Wicks, rebound. Put back. Good. Could have been a foul. Naylor not called for the contact. It wasn't much. I was just hoping for an exclamation mark. Heron on the inbound. Quickly across the timeline. Gets it off to Underwood. 15-10 now the score. Clay County back up to a 5-point lead. Story right wing works against Walden. Into the paint. Kicks to Heron. Heron drives baseline. 3-pointer by Story. No good. Clay County will probably let her pull that all night long unless she gets hot. Eads. Shot faking a drive to the Bulldog. Nice bounce pass to Walden. Walden scores. Assist from Eads. The finish by Walden. The junior classmates. Ella averaging 2 assists per contest on the year.
Clay County matching their largest lead here at 7, Daniel.
17-10. Inside again looking for Heron, taken away by the Lady Dogs. Garrison gives to Eads. Eads now presses the issue into the front court, gives to Walden. 3-pointer. No good. Rebound. Nobody. It goes out of bounds off of Garrison, they say. 17-10, as Thomas said there. Clark Kendall coming out. Natalie Smith checking back in. That gives us the original 5 starters on the floor for Clay County. Wicks, Eads, Walden, Garrison, and Smith. Some substitutes here for first-year head coach Terry Brock and the Tigerettes. At least one of them, actually, just one right now. That's Dariana Bell, another junior who's checked in. She's got it on the post. Gives off to Naylor. Naylor's shot good. 10-foot variety makes it 17-12. Walden now, right side. 8-foot floater in the lane, no good. Rebound Roberts, shortest player on the floor, going in there and pulling down the rebound.
Yeah.
K.K. Roberts thinking about going coast to coast, instead gives to Underwood. Free throw range jumper, no good off the glass. Rebound Naylor. Tigerettes looking for points here. Three-pointer hit by Underwood makes it 17-15. The seven-point lead evaporates into only a two-point lead, 17-15, 4:19 mark of the second.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Salina for Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Gordonsville with the last 5 points unanswered in this girls' game. They pulled within two. It's 17-15 in favor of Lady Dawgs.
Hopefully Clay County can hang on to this two-point lead and make it start to grow again, get it back out of seven. Tigerettes dominating the boards during this one, and guess what? They did the last time, too. 40 rebounds to 26 that the Tigerettes had in that one. So a 14-rebound advantage over Clay. Smith driving, foul called against Manor, her second. And you're really seeing more of, you talked about it, Thomas, not a lot of foul calls on the shot attempts around the hoop, more of what we just saw, the reach in 10 feet away from the hoop.
Yeah, and, you know, that's where Ella Eads and others, Smith, can pull up and shoot the little mid-range just inside the paint instead of taking it all the way to the hoop.
Eads with it. Thinks about the three. I'd have no problem with that. Garrison now thought about a three as well. She gives up to Wicks. Wicks to Brown. Brown out extended right wing. Caden Brown, the junior, has checked in during that timeout. Wicks pulls the trigger from right corner. Ooh, in there. Rolled around and fell. Second three-pointer by Lacey Wicks. And what about her? She continues to produce. When this team needs her the most, that's when Lacey Wicks comes. Two-pointer, long two-pointer it looks like, 19-15.
Two. Okay.
It was deep, must have had the foot on the line. Roberts, left side, gives to Underwood. Clay County leading by 4, 19-15. Manor drives to the block, picks up the dribble, gives back to Underwood. Underwood's floater, no good. Got her on rebound, great hustle by Kelly Underwood. She's going to circle the wagons, come in again, and no whistles blow, and Clay County will be giving the ball. Pretty good job there by the official. So much happened that I think it was too much to process.
Could have been. And you know, we talked about on the shot at the rim, they're not calling the foul. And it's both ways.
Right. Yeah, because that's what we saw right there. Underhanded shot attempt. Smith with it. Gives to Garrison. Clay County up by 4, 19-15. Lacey all the way to the hoop, flows past the Tigerettes, couldn't get the finish, but that's, boy, what a nice move. Just confident and aggressive was Lacey Wicks, and we just need to keep seeing that. Every time she takes the floor, we need to see that version of Lacey, and that's what we're getting. And it's just growing and improving. Unfortunately, Mackenzie Hearn starting to grow and improve as well as this game goes on. She knocks down her first three. 19-18. Clay County, I missed it. I was looking down at my papers. A quick shot attempt to no avail and a rebound by the Tigerettes. Clay County simply not getting a lot of second chance opportunities. 1 point in the lead, 19-18. That three-pointer deflected. Ball kept alive. Another three by Heron, no good. A long rebound by Underwood. The third opportunity for the Tigerettes on this trip. Manor with it in a trap. Nowhere to go. Finally gets to Underwood. Now Heron, who's left wide open, misses the three. Rebound Lacey Weeks this time. Well, the Tigerettes couldn't buy one. Are you muted, Coach? Are you on?
Yeah, there they go.
Lacey Wiggs drawing another foul. Now, that Clay County student section's filled in pretty good across the way, so
yeah,
I take back what I originally said.
Most seen this year, I believe, over there.
Maybe some of them were sitting at home watching the feed and heard themselves get called out. We need them here.
Sure.
What a difference that makes if you can get a good vocal, rowdy student section. 20-18. Wicks hitting the first free throw. Second one away. Also good. Nice job by Lacey there. Makes it 21-18. So some substitutions here. Now we've got Kalia Crawford, Natalie Smith, Lacey Wicks, Ella Eads, and Becker Walden. Minute 20 left in this second quarter. K.K. Roberts bounces ahead to Underwood. Underwood cross court to Naylor. Naylor defending by Wicks, gives to Roberts. Minute 5 left in this first half. Clay County's led through well. 3 points to lead right now. Jumper there by Bell, no good. Got her on rebound. Puts it back up, and she's fouled. I think from behind by Walden. Wicks didn't touch her. And they call it against Wicks. Wicks never touched Bell. But that's who gets called for the foul.
Yeah.
And that's the second personal.
Good refs.
Now, Baylor did come in with contact from behind. I thought that's what they were calling. So, Lacey with two personals. And Dariana Bell hits that first free throw, makes the two-point game, 21-19. Second one's away, also good. Back to a one-point contest. 55 seconds left here in the second quarter. 21-20. Gordonsville 3-3 in District 7A play. Clay County 4-3 in the conference. Eads out top. Works to the right. Bell defending her. Kicks it over to Smith. Natalie now uses the Eads screen. Thought about a three. Gives it back to Ella. 35 seconds and ticking. 21-20 to score. Ella going to back it up here.
Yeah, we need to back it out and take the last
25 seconds.
Big mismatch right there between Smith and Bell on the perimeter.
May drive against her. We've got Garrison and Eads on the block. Walden and Wicks in the corners. 10 seconds. Smith's going to drive. Has Heron on her. Gets to the hoop. Shot up. My foul call. The Gordonsville faithful not liking it. One of the few times, Thomas, that they have called that foul.
Yeah, actually, it may be the first of the contest.
Heron being called for the foul, official explaining to head coach Terry Brock what he saw.
Shot.
Smith hits the free throw. Natalie on the season, a 46% free throw shooter. Smith averaging 7.4 points per contest, 3.7 rebounds, 2.1 assists. Second one's away, also good, I thought, but it's in and out. No good. 22-20. Gordonsville with the rebound. Underwood with it. 3 seconds on the clock. Deep three ball. It's no good. Clay County carrying a thin two-point lead into the break. 22-20 over the Gordonsville Tigerettes. Stay with us for the Papa Girl Buddy Shop Halftime Show.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like.
and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all Chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Salina, Tennessee, where Clay County leads Gordesville in the girls' game 22-20 here at halftime. This time for your first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County jumped out to a 7-point lead late in the first quarter before Gordesville cut it to 5. It was 13-8 headed into the second, and then they outscored Clay County 12-9 in the second period to slice the lead to 2 here at the break at 22-20. For Gordesville, being led by Mackenzie Herron with 7 points, Callie Underwood with 5, Kaikav Roberts has 2, Ashlyn Naylor 2, Dariana Bell 2, Bailey Trusty 2 for the Tigerettes. For Clay County, the senior Lacey Wicks, big first half for her. She's in the double figures with 11. Ella Eads has 8, Baylor Walden 2, and Natalie Smith 1. For Clay County, who lead Gordonsville by 2, 22-20 here at halftime. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bacon Trust. Try out the new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MacomBankandTrust.com. Macon Bacon Trust, come grow with us. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Salina. And coming up next, we have the local sports lowdown. So stay with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live on the Buffalo Grove Bunny Shop Halftime Show. Got a tight one going on here at Joe Sims Gym. The visiting Gordonsville Tigrettes 20. Clay County Lady Dogs 22. Two-point advantage for the black, purple, and gold here at the break. Time for the local sports showdown brought to you by Kerman Exteriors. Hermit Springs basketball. Sixth grader Paige Gross will be playing in the Upper Cumberland Middle School All-Star Game. February the 16th, that's a Sunday, at Couple High School. That game will tip off at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Seventh graders from Hermitage Springs, Calista Smith and Lily White, will be joined by eighth grader Tyler Adams from Salina K-8 in the junior high game of the All-Stars that tips at 4 o'clock, also at Couple High School on Sunday, February 16th. Salina K-8 junior high basketball. The girls finished their season at 15-6. When they lost in the TMSAA sectionals on Tuesday to East Nashville 19-44. The boys also finished their season at 16-6 after losing also in the TMSAA sectionals against East Nashville, I think by the same score, 19-44, also on Tuesday night. Both teams had great seasons. They finished as the Cumberland Rim Conference runners-up. Those games did mark the end of the Salina K-8 careers for 8th graders Tyler Adams, Ella Donaldson, Ava Ledbetter, Emerson Sharp, Isabella Smith, Annie Vaughn, Landon Kirk, Easton Garner, Nehemiah Hamilton, and Parker Upchurch. Appreciate those young student athletes and what they meant to their school, and look forward to them coming up to Clay County High School next year and joining the high school teams. Tennessee Tech basketball, redshirt sophomore Grant Strong and his Golden Eagle squad are an even 12-12 overall and 7-6 in OVC play. They do ride a one-game losing streak after dropping a contest to SIUE last night, 58-75. They'll be hosting Eastern Illinois tomorrow for a 3 o'clock tip. Raptors 905 and Tyreek Key with that trade deadline, I guess maybe over. I don't keep up with that, but saw Tyreek make a return to the floor after some different players were cycling through that program. Tyreek Key and his squad are on a one-game losing streak, however, and they sit third in the G League Eastern Conference standings with an 11-5 record after losing against the Indiana Mad Ants on Tuesday, 112-116. Key did have his first significant impact in several weeks as he played for 20 minutes in that contest, scored 7 points, and had 2 steals. Tonight, they are hosting the, how is it that saying? Osceola. It's like in that John Anderson song, Seminole Wind, whatever he says. Hear the ghost of Osceola. That's what it is, Osceola. The Osceola Magic from down in Florida. Had to go back and use that reference. The Osceola Magic for a 6:30 tip. Local Sports Showdown has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. The other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. 8 minutes on the clock. Coach Sims ready for third quarter action. Clay County, I hope, can build a little bit more cushion here.
Yeah, we get out to 6-7 point lead, then next thing you know, it's back to 2, and where we stand right now, so.
Teams do switch ends of the court here. Gordon's will shooting at the hoop to our left. During this second half of play, Clay County shoot at the hoop to our right. Tiger Edge trying to get Herring going early. She misses her shot. Rebound by the Eads. Eads comes the other way. Herring comes from behind, knocks it away. I don't know what Herring averages, of course, on the season, Thomas, but you know there has to be some level of frustration. She had 30 the last time we met. I know she's in single digits tonight.
Yeah, she got 7 at the half, and yeah, there's no doubt she's their best player for sure. So, got to be one of the better players in the league, really.
Probably will. And as we see those superlative teams come out next week, towards the end of the week, I'm sure be interesting to see where both of these teams end up placing people at. Got a halftime score from Sammy Joe Cheesebrew Price here, White County 26, Cumberland 24 at halftime. So a big contest there. Lacey Wicks has a steal in a bucket.
Nice shot.
24-20. Big battle there between White County and Cumberland County.
Oh, yeah. Last night, you know, Cumberland County got beat 20 by Smith County. That really surprised me.
Of course, Tammy with some family there playing, I believe, up there in Cumberland County as K.K. Roberts makes her presence known. And we see Gordonsville, the Tiger Reds, drawing in one of Clay County, Thomas, 23-24 after Wicks had built the lead to 24-20.
Yeah, and that's what we've seen, the three kind of keeping Gordonsville in this one, much like it did on the road a few weeks ago.
Becker Walden called for the travel. 6:50 mark here of this third quarter. Lady Dogs trying to pretty much secure the second seed heading into the District 7-8 tournament. Girls semis, I believe, are scheduled to be played on Thursday, February the 20th, if I'm right on my dates. Yes, the 20th.
Double dribble.
And we expect to see Clark Range. It's probably the two or the three. Nothing set in stone. Gordonsville could win here tonight, and they could beat Pickett County on Tuesday night, and they could have something to say about being the number two seed themselves. So, just honestly, too much undone here to even talk about it a whole lot. Clay County just needs to win. Story hits her first three of the contest, and Gordonsville takes their first lead, 26-24, 6 minute mark of the third quarter.
Wasn't this much shot like this against everybody, that'd be undefeated.
We'll stay on air here as the first timeout's taken. 5:56 mark of the third quarter. Gordonsville does lead 26-24, but I want to give Thomas a chance to make a special announcement here.
Yeah, I want to talk about our presenting sponsor, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who encourages parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana, and they offer this message to help them do so. They tell parents to be clear on their stance and show they disapprove of marijuana use. Let your children know you care and you're there to talk whenever needed. It says build your child's skills and strategies for avoiding marijuana use and be a good source of information for your child. For that information, you can visit samhsa.gov/marijuana. Of course, the project's funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. Daniel, instead of ever broadcast, really appreciate what the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition does with our youth.
Needed
as
that.
Haylon Garrison gets it going.
It's her first three of the contest. That usually means a few more are going to follow. She has been held scoreless, I think, throughout the entirety of the first half. After being the leading scorer the other night up at Clark Range, Garrison on the season, averaging 8.5 points per contest. So the second leading scorer on the team, night in and night out. But, you know, for a sophomore, this part don't come as a surprise. We've talked about the inconsistency of it. You know, she'll have 19 one night. We may drop back to 2 the next night. And when we can get that 10-plus with consistency, when she starts in the average with consistency, that's going to be a nice thing.
Yeah, it is. And you've seen her get closer to that of late, you know, maybe on and off, where she had a pretty long stretch prior to it where she had some trouble. So she's getting more consistent as the year goes along. And Lacey Wicks with another steal.
She has missed consistency, getting it every night from her. As Lacey Wicks goes coast to coast. Man. Coach Sims, what about her?
She's improved more than anybody I've ever seen.
Just playing, I tell you what, you know, obviously the athleticism's always been there. It's polished her game, and I'm telling you, I see it in her. She's just playing with full-blown confidence. She knows she's the best athlete on the court, Thomas, and she ain't going to let anybody else prove any different.
She's not scared anymore. She's
right.
Settled down. You know, before Mama played for me, she got a hold of me last year. She said, what can I do? I said, well, it's kind of just up to her. You know,
right.
I said, yeah, she's got the talent and everything. I said, she just got to quit being so scared and, you know, getting so tore up. I said, there ain't really nothing you or me or nobody else can do.
I tried.
And
just
she's finally reached that point, I think.
Support her and cheerleader on and celebrate with her now that she's getting it done. Ella Eads driving to the hoop, my pal. 29-26, the score. 4:06 mark of the third here. Clay County back in front by three after Gordonsville had taken a lead.
Yeah, huge. Sophomore Garrison with a three, and then the senior Lacey Wicks with the steal and the drive to the hoop. And you hear the Gordonsville fans upset, Daniel. It's because that's the first call we've seen on a drive to the rim tonight, pretty much.
Highly vocal.
Yeah, she missed that one.
Ella, 72.5% free throw shooter, does miss that first one, as Coach said. 4:06 mark of the third, hits the second. Clay County back in front by four. Full court man pressure. Wicks, Kendall, Garrison, Smith, and Eads on the floor.
Oh.
Can we get the turnover? Nearly there. Hearn with it. Crosses the timeline to Roberts. Roberts to Story. Story the three ball. No good. Rebound to Eads.
Clay County doing a better job on the boards here in the second half also, Daniel. Getting a body on people.
Garrison, yeah. Give it to her. Second of the quarter. Timeout taken by Gordonsville. We'll take it with them. Clay County extending this lead out to 7 points again after the Garrison three-pointer, 33-26.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Lady Dogs fall behind by 2 points and then rip off a 9-0 run to go up 33-26. Just like that, Clay County's back in front by seven.
Absolutely. Hopefully another flurry of scoring will continue after this timeout. Heron now with it, puts on the brakes. Near the midcourt, gives to Roberts. Roberts to Story. Story ahead to Naylor. Now back to Roberts. Cross court to Underwood. Shot taking a drive. Gives back to Roberts. KK bounces it over to Naylor. Good quick ball movement by Gordonsville. This group of girls have played together for many, many years, and next year they're all going to be back. They're all going to be seniors. It would not surprise me a bit to see some early preseason polls that name the Tigerettes as the top team in District 7A. A girls play next year.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, they definitely got the opportunity to do so next year. But I'm telling you, you better worry about the here and now, Daniel.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
When it comes to these Tigerettes.
3:15 left in this third quarter. Clay County with this 7-point lead, 33-26. Underwood inside the Story. Story shot from the block, no good. Wicks gets her third personal foul.
There wasn't much doubt about that one.
No, that was pretty clear and evident. Story at the line, misses the first. Story, a really good player for the Tigerettes. You know, doesn't score a ton of points, but plays great defense. You know, we mentioned the five-block shots last time. Well, she's already had about three in the first quarter of this one. Misses the free throws. 3 minutes left in the third. Smith with it to the block. Shot blocked by Underwood, but kept alive by Clay County. Walden now with it. Drives all the way to the Bulldog head. Her shot blocked by Bell. Recollected by Eads. Her shot no good. Story. The rebound now. Foul call against Ella Eads. And another one that was pretty obvious. Ella just getting out of position there.
Yeah, just kind of frustration after missing the point-blank shot there.
Third personal, they say, against Ella. So Jenna Thompson checks in for the first time tonight. On the floor, we've got Thompson, Claire Kendall, Natalie Smith, Halen Garrison, and Bunner Walden. Roberts picks the inbound after Walden gets her shoes tied. 2:48 left in this third, and once again, 7 points the lead, but we saw how quickly that went away early.
Yeah, about two trips, it could be gone.
Yeah, Gordonsville hasn't found the basket in about 3 minutes of game time, guys, as Clay County scored the last nine.
Roberts with it, defended by Smith. Fan base has come to life here, and a whistle blows.
For what?
Jenna Thompson called for a foul, chasing Underwood away from the ball.
Man, these guys.
Now it's Clay Kenny's turn to boot. And I'll hard edge on him.
Yeah, after, you know, a first half that was virtually that you couldn't get a call. Yeah. We're seeing a lot of touchy stuff here in the second as this one tightens up.
Underwood to Story. Story loses the handle. And she loses it out of bounds.
I'm surprised he didn't call a foul on that.
I know it.
She fell down. I figured he would.
Story lost her foot, and it looked like Claire Kendall pushed her. I do not feel that Claire did, and that's why there was no foul call. So Clay County here, 2.5 minutes left in the third, trying to beat Gordonsville for the first time this year. Tigrettes won 2.5 weeks ago down in the jungle in a double overtime contest. Clay County leading by 7. Baker Walden spins, shoots, does that score, but a travel call.
Second time we've seen that on that reverse pivot move by Walden.
She's done it all year.
She has.
Yeah, just not allowed tonight. And that happens sometimes. Underwood passes ahead to Bell. Bell now a dribble and a foul called on Walden, her third. So Clay County's starting. Maybe that's just her second. I'll leave the foul keeping to the scorebook, and I'll just follow what they have. Her second. Fifth of the quarter for Clay County. So Gordons will now be shooting two throughout the remainder of the third. And Bell finds her stroke, makes it a 6-point game, 33-27.
Hit every foul shot she shot, I think. Missed that one.
Walden now going to be fouled by Manor. Good job by Baylor getting position and boxing out. Sometimes I feel that's a lost art in the modern-day game.
Well, you've already got position. All you got to do is step in and put a body on them, you know, but it's not always done.
2:09 mark here. Of the third, Garrison with it, defended by Manor, spins to the paint, gets to Kendall. Claire hands to Baylor. Baylor works against Bell, gives back to Halen. Halen drives, gets to Thompson. Jenna now kicks it back out. 1:50 left as Clay County resets. All guards on the floor pretty much. Of course, Walden a hybrid. She can post up if she wants. Thompson as well. Smith's going to drive against Naylor. Underhanded layup, no good. Maker misses the, or Naylor gets the rebound, rather, gives to Underwood. Underwood to Roberts. Roberts shot faking a drive to the block. Her shot up, good. 33-29, back to a 4-point game. Clay County with the lead. 1:25 left. Smith hands off to Kendall. Garrison with 2 3-pointers in the quarter, looking for another. Fires it from deep left wing, no good. Roberts the rebound. K.K. Roberts hands off to Manor. Manor now cross-court to Underwood. Mostly juniors playing for this Gordonsville team. All of them on the floor all right now. Naylor's shot good. Gordonsville cutting it down to 2, 33-31. 50 seconds left in this third quarter. Coach Walker calling for the slower pace here. Perhaps the last shot of the quarter.
Yeah, after the 9-0 run by Clay County, now we've seen Gordonsville with the last 5 unanswered.
Only one lead change in this game. Gordonsville led, I think it was 26-24 when they had the advantage. And then we went on that 9-0 run.
Yeah, it didn't last long.
No.
but back to a two-point game. 15 seconds left in the third.
We had to pull Ella and Lacey. You know, that's really what hurt us.
Smith puts it into motion, drives inside, layup there. I say layup. It's not a layup. It's an underhanded shot.
Tough shot. They got a foul.
I don't know the proper term. It's not a jump shot.
No, it's, I don't either.
Underhand toss?
I guess.
As good as any. Scoop shot, a lot of times they call it.
Scoop shot.
Yeah, that's probably the best one.
Lucky to get the foul, basically shot, is what it is.
Foul shot.
Smith hits the first one. 34-31. The biggest thing about that type shot, no rotation on the ball much. You don't without that follow-through. Smith too strong on the second attempt. Gordon's with the rebound. 3 seconds on the clock. Push it ahead. Roberts, three ball at the buzzer. No good. Could have tied it up, but does not. Clay County fortunate to have this three-point lead heading into the fourth and final quarter. Lady Dogs, 34. Tigerettes, 31.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Clay County leads Goresville 34-31. They're up three here in the girls' game, and it's here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, they outscored Goresville 12-11 by one to add to their lead, three-point lead now, as Lacey Wicks now has 15 in the contest. Ella Eads, 9. Baylor Walden, 2. Halen Garrison, 6, with 2 threes in that quarter, and Natalie Smith has 2. For Goresville, Callie Underwood has 5. Mackenzie Heron and K.K. Roberts with 7 each. Molly Story, 3. Ashlyn Naylor, 4. Dariana Bell, 3, and Bailey Trustee has 2 for the Tigerettes, who trail Clay County 34-31. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Serving you since 1962, Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Ball gets hung between the rim and the backboard. Seems like I've seen that more this year than the last 10 years put together.
See it every now and then.
Proud of that Clay County student section finally coming in here.
If it gets stuck, it just goes right in there and gets stuck.
Yeah.
That one there bounced off the backboard or the rim or something and then stuck in there.
You're right.
You don't hardly ever see that.
You're right. Most of the time it's a short shot that goes in there. Well, the official having some difficulty here. He makes the bucket and gets the ball down. Pretty talented. .749, guys, left to play in this contest. Clay County's a three-point lead. Coach Sims, I know at the heart of it all, it's just about outscoring them in this final quarter, but any changes we need to see take place?
If they're guarding at three, and hopefully not fouling so much. At least they take good shots.
Roberts fires the three, no good. Naylor chasing the ball out of bounds, never gets there. So Clay County going to take back over here. 7:28 left in this one. Lady Dogs playing their last conference game of the regular season here, trying to secure a number two seed in the upcoming tournament. Three ball by Eads. In and out, no good. Rebound Bell. Dariana Bell coming off the bench, an impressive athlete herself, a good post player.
Cole walks on us all night, sitting there walking, and didn't call nothing.
Yeah, it's true, Coach. I have not seen as many travels on them.
I mean, she just drug her pivot foot.
Molly Story, right wing, hands off to Bell, top of the key. Neither of them really comfortable handling the ball out there. Now they get to Heron. She's comfortable with it and goes to the hoop. Misses the shot. Garrison the rebound. Haylen looking for a teammate. Has it knocked away from behind by Heron, so Clay County will maintain possession.
Well, Clay County in the same position they were a few nights ago up at Clark Range with the lead, but they don't hardly have the cushion they had up there, Coach.
No.
It's a three-point lead right now late. Again, I think this is where Ella Eads needs to go get the ball, and it needs to go through her.
I agree.
Walden now with it. She spins in the paint. Gets to Wicks. Wicks going to have the hook shot from left block. No good. Bell the rebound for the Tigerettes. Underwood with it. Tigerettes looking for points here. Clay Kenny up by three. 34-31. Herron into the lane. Shot up, no good. Rebound, Story. And a foul call against Wicks or Eads. They're going to get Wicks for her fourth. Like we've said before, you don't like to see Clay County playing without senior Lacey Wicks. She does some things that nobody else on this team can do, and she's going to have to go sit here with four fouls.
Pretty picky foul.
Underwood going to work it in from the baseline. Gets it to Herron. Herron being defended by Garrison. A turnover. Good pressure, but taken back away by Gordonsville. Now taken back away by Eads. She works it out to Garrison. Garrison shot up left block, no good. It's knocked out of bounds by Underwood. I honestly thought Baylor touched it last. I thought it was going to be Gordonsville ball. But Clay County gets an opportunity here to extend on this three-point lead. On the floor for Clay County, Smith, Walden, Eads, Garrison, and Kendall. Baylor on the inbound. Hands back to Ella. Here she comes. Shot up from outside. In there.
We needed that.
Thomas, you called for it, and we got it. Ella Eads with the bucket.
Well, as far as making the right decisions with the ball in her hands, that's who you want with it right now. Yeah. Ella Eads.
5:40 and ticking. 36-31. Clay Kenny up by five. Roberts works baseline. Gets the Bell. Bell shot up and good. Dariana Bell draws it back to a three-point game, 33-36. Clay County just needing to, like you said, Ella, with the ball a lot, let's just be smart, take good shots, and there's Walden firing a three. I don't know
man,
if that was a smart one, but she nailed it.
Yeah, as long as it went in.
Baylor Walden. I trust Walden to fire the three with any of them. Herron with it. Gives to Roberts. She fires a three. No good. Bell cleans it up, though, and she's fouled. Dariana Bell trying to make the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Walden had increased this thing to a bigger lead for Clay County, 39-33.
Well, she's took the coach's daughter's place. She's come off the bench tonight and killing us.
And now Bell draws it back to 39-35, misses the free throw. Nagger the rebound, kicks to Underwood. Now Herron. She gives back to Underwood. Four-point game here, 39-35. Inside the Bell. Bell pivots, shoots, scores. Dariana Bell putting on the show here late in this one. 39-37. Baseline drive from Eads. Her shot up, no good, but she's fouled. Naylor called for the foul. Coach Brock don't like it. Did not like that call as her junior post player was stuck with one there.
We can't find out, but I bet you that girl ain't scored this many in a game the whole year.
She looks the part, though, don't she? I mean, she's playing well.
Good size,
yeah.
Athletic.
Yeah. Of course, Gordonsville down two of their role players tonight. Coach Brock's eighth-grade daughter, Lily, who had a good night down at Gordonsville. She ended up scoring 16 points in that contest. She's unavailable tonight, as is Vera Barnes.
That don't seem to be affecting them, none.
No, it doesn't. Others have stepped up. Thomas up that just on the free throws.
Ella Eads made them both. She's got a baker's dozen in this one.
Big shots, and they're timely here coming in the fourth quarter. She's got the last four Clay County points, I believe. 41-37. Lady Dogs up by five. Carter Kendall pokes it out. Eads gets it to Garrison.
Be smart.
4:22 and ticking. Garrison pulls up, fires the three.
Big!
Kaylin Garrison makes a big bucket here. Walden and Garrison both with three-pointers down the stretch here. 44-37. Gordonsville trying to replicate the feat. They can't do it. Ella eats the rebound. She gets it back off to Smith. Maybe gets away with a travel.
She did walk.
Thomas wanting Clay Candy to put on the break. Smith to the hoop, though. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound Bell. Bell hands to Herron. Herron.
Charge!
Charge!
They're not going to call it.
And a defensive foul called against Stella Eads, who has ran over by Heron.
He never did.
He thought about it.
Kind of a sign.
The official was a little bit torn on what to call there.
Yeah, he probably don't know enough to call anything.
44-37, 3:46 left. What a run of events there. Heron in the line to shoot two, misses the first.
Yeah, Clay County responding when they needed to kind of give themselves a little cushion. They're up seven now at this point, like you said, Daniel, as Heron makes one of two.
Makes it a six-point game. Both coaches with several timeouts left, so we're apt to have a stretch of them here in the final 3:46 of this contest. Last time they met, a double overtime win for the Tigerettes at home, 77-68, the final of that one. Garrison on the drive, floater in and out, no good. Don't see how it didn't go. Halfway down in the cylinder before it rattled out.
In the final stretch here, you're going to see Lacey Wicks back in with her fourth foul.
And likely some rotation here as we see Eads and Wicks come out for the defensive end.
Yeah.
And we'll use them on the offensive end. Checking in is Clark Kendall and Jenna Thompson. Joining Kendall and Thompson are Garrison, Smith, and Walden. 3:25 and ticking. Fourth quarter, Underwood drives the left side. Her shot no good. Baylor Walden the rebound. Baylor hands off to Smith. They can be a six-point lead. No hurry here.
We don't have to be in a hurry.
No hurry at all.
We don't have to take a bad shot.
Thompson with it, right wing. Gives off to Garrison. And now chewing some time. 3:05 left in this one. Garrison directing traffic. Wants to drive. Gets past Heron. Bounces it to Thompson. Thompson going to dribble back out and get to Walden. They can't even be smart here.
Now that's what you want. You want Baylor Walden. She can handle it against Bell out there.
And hit free throws if she's fouled.
That's right.
Timeout taken by Coach Walker. We'll do the same. 2:47 left in regulation. Clay County leads by 6, 44-38.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog basketball. Getting late in this one. 2:47 left in the ball game. Clay County leads 44-38. They're up by 6. They've got a little cushion thanks to big three-pointers from Baylor Walden and Halen Garrison, both here late in the fourth quarter, Daniel. And just got to hold on now.
Absolutely. Clay County got to understand they've got the six-point lead.
It's not that we don't want to shoot it. It's we'll make a good take a good shot.
Like this one right here. That's a shot worth taking.
All right. We got it back.
Naylor blocking it out of bounds. Yeah. But
she had her beat. She's just so much bigger.
Right. Here we go again. Eads on the inbound. Works it into Walden. Baylor hands to Ella.
This is what
Ella now
going
to back out, slow it down, and let's have the one-on-one here against Eads and Bell. Going to hand off to Garrison. Garrison back to Ella. Clay County just needs to be calm, be smart. 2:22 left. Lady Dogs up a 6.
Yeah, great job. You got Lacey Wicks at the free throw line at this time. Then you're going to have a backdoor cut if she catches it there.
Make them come foul you.
Well.
Or have that open shot. Here's the trap. Here's the timeout. So that's what you don't want. You don't want to end up in that trap.
It's similar to what Clark Range was doing the other night. It started out straight man. Now they're starting to trap. So we need to quit trying to worry about dribbling so much and just pass the thing.
So I thought a timeout was taken by Coach Walker, apparently a foul call against K.K. Roberts.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, the dribble adds another way to make a mistake almost, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, if it's one-on-one, you need to dribble, but you shouldn't be able to dribble against the double team.
He's with it.
Lucky there.
A triple team now, and a jump ball going to be called. Possession arrow favors play. 2:03 left.
In this situation, you got to get it rid of it before the double gets there. I don't know if they got anybody on the high post or not, but that's where you need somebody.
Eads the inbound. 2:03 remaining. Gets it to Baylor. Baylor now in that trap, and a foul called against Roberts.
One more would have been a one, or be shooting two.
And took it down under 2 minutes. Time not in Gordon's favor.
44-38. Walden now to inbound. Works it into Wicks.
Whoa.
Lacey back to Ella, nearly taken away by Hunter.
Yes.
And it is now taken away by Manor. Manor with a layup coming. And it is good. That 6-point lead goes to 4. 44-40. Once again, Clay County has the lead. They don't need to pressure themselves into a mistake here.
Step up!
Got to have some help, and now Roberts called for a foul. The officials helping us out on that one. Coach Sims, we have seen this team at times, as we're seeing now, not execute at its best in these moments.
No, we had. Basically, just 10-second call right there if we hit that and a foul.
Minute 36 left.
We're shooting it. If they foul again.
Clay a 4-point lead. Walden trying to work it in.
What?
Timeout taken by Coach Walker. A full timeout, he says. 1 minute and 35 seconds remains here in regulation. Clay County 44, Gordonsville 40. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, minute 35 on this fourth quarter clock. Clay County up by 4. 2 possessions to lead. Inbound to Eads.
Step up.
Ella with pressure. Passes to Smith.
What?
Gonna be close to a 10-second call. Smith gets across the line, and a timeout taken by Coach Walker prior to that. Another full timeout. We'll play one. Come back and discuss this situation.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhollalake.org.
Back here live in timeout, minute 25 left. Coach Sims, Clay County, through the last 45 seconds of game clock, struggles handling the ball. What do we need to do here?
I guess whoever's got the ball up here in the, you know, around the opposing foul line, they've got two or three up there. She's got to have some options to throw the ball. We can't all go down there and hide somewhere. I'd have one right on the CC and one on each side and one under the basket. When the double comes, somebody's going to be open.
Here we are again, inbounded in the backcourt. Eads now with it, defended by Heron and Roberts. Gets out of that double team. Now a wide open layup coming. Walden misses the shot. That's that. Rebound Manner. Tiger hits with it. Minute 10 left in this contest. 44-40. Clay County enjoying a four-point lead. Can they hold it? Robert, three-pointer, no good. Manner comes up with the rebound. Back to Naylor. Naylor to Roberts. Underwood going to fire the three right side. Hits it. What a shot. One-point ball game. 44-43. Tiger Ritz trying to make a big comeback here. Underwood touches it last on the inbound. Clay County going to have to be smart here. Working against full court pressure. 50.1 seconds left. Wiggs to inbound. 44-43. Inbound to Garrison. She can't hang on. I can't see the official. What did they call?
It's on the ball. Gordon will hit it. Garrison smartly pulled back and let it go out of bounds.
Clay County on the inbound. Things getting crazy here. Joe Sims Gym. Both fan bases coming to their feet. Walden with it. Right block. Kicks it back out to East. 40 seconds on the clock. Clay County up by one. 44-43. Garrison with it. Clay County just looking to make Gordonsville foul, but you can't turn it over. 25 seconds here. 44-43. Lady Dogs don't have to take a shot. 20 seconds on the clock. They just can't turn it over. Garrison, left wing, passes to Walden. Walden mounts past to Smith. Smith shot, good left block. 3 points to lead, 46-43. 8 seconds on the clock, and it's running. Now a timeout taken by Coach Brock. 30-second timeout, I think. A great turn of events here, Coach Sims.
Yeah,
Lady Dogs with a 3-point lead off the Smith layup from left block. Now, 6.8 seconds left. Gordonsville to inbound, full length of the court. What's Clay County need to do?
We just can't give them a three like we did down there. Same situation as it was down there. You know, we're up threes. They got the ball for the last shot. And they hit a three, tied it up. We got to guard the center line, you know, wherever.
Yeah,
and you won't even think about fouling, you know.
They put time back on the clock.
Yeah, I think
not
they
6.8,
would.
But now 9 seconds.
Well,
plenty
yeah.
of time.
Yeah. Down there, Underwood made one from about 6 feet from behind the free throw,
yeah.
The three-point line.
From left wing.
From
right
his left wing.
Yeah.
So I agree with Coach. You just come to the three-point line and you stay there. You let them throw it over the top for the two if you want to.
Sure. Don't let them throw the ball length of the court to start with. You know, I'd make them throw it in up here, dribble down. That's going to take 3 or 4 seconds.
Right.
That was always my thing. If you can hit one from... You know, less time than this. If you can hit one from the center line or beyond, you know, more power to you.
Sure.
You know, we'd always make them pitch it up there and dribble it. But now, like I said, 9 seconds, you could dribble down and get a good shot. But like Thomas is saying, you know, pick them up in center line and don't give them a shot. And if you have to, get a reach. We still got a foul to give. I definitely fouled. You know, once they get
right,
4 or 5 seconds
true.
Off.
Three team fouls here, so a foul would not send them to the line to shoot.
And if it did, it's only 2 shots.
Right. That's right. That's a great point.
If you don't
That's
want,
why we've got Coach Sims here. He can break this thing down like the veteran
want,
he is.
You don't want Lacey to foul. I think she's on one's got four, I believe, ain't
That's
she?
Right. Everybody else playing with this and that. So we got Manor to inbound. 9 seconds here. Garrison going to be denying against Heron. Walden up there as well, forcing that dribble and that clock to start. 46-43, same scenario that we were in 2.5 weeks ago when Callie Underwood answered the toll of the bell and sent it to overtime. Tigers won that one in double overtime.
The last 2 times we had the ball, now that's the way you're supposed to attack a half-court foul. You
right.
got wide open layups both times.
Yeah, they did it right.
Yeah.
Discussion here from the officials, and I don't know what's going on. And we've got Clay County faithful to their feet
know.
And screaming about something.
They're hot about something. I don't know what.
I think Naylor left the scorer's table to check in. And
I don't never see anything like this. I really don't know what's going on.
I don't either.
Now Story having to come back. Coach Brock calls Story back. So we've got Underwood, Roberts, Heron, and Manor, only
four
players. Now Naylor comes in, so she's the fifth. On the floor for Clay County, Smith, Wicks, Garrison, Eads, and Walden. Coach Walker now discusses with the official.
Well, basically, they allowed a late substitution is all I can see. I think that's what Coach Walker's wanting to know.
The Clay County faithful with their chant of defense. The Gordonsville faithful saying their prayers here. Here we go. 9 seconds left to settle at Joe Sims Gym. Immediately a timeout. 30-second right to you. We're taking it with them. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Clay County leads Gordonsville. 9 seconds left here in regulation. They're up 46-43. Tigerheads got to go the length of the floor here and need a three to tie it.
Well, we broke it down. You heard what Thomas and Coach Sims said we need to do to defend it. Let's see if the execution can take place. 9 seconds on the clock. Manor to inbound. She is allowed to run the baseline in this situation.
Yeah.
Heron going to be denied by Garrison. They work in two. The clock starts. Heron with it. Into a trap. Passes back to Manor. Manor right side gives to Underwood.
Oh,
Underwood kicks back to Manor. Back to Underwood. Buzzer sounds.
Yeah.
The way the shot's no good. This one ends. The Lady Dogs and the Tigerettes split during the regular season. And what a dandy duo of contest they shared together. The home team wins either time. Final score, Clay County 46, Gordonsville 43.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthRehab.com.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and locking in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161 for both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Salina, Tennessee, to Joe Sims Gym here on the Horizon Sports Network. We just witnessed Clay County squeak out a 46-43 win over Gordonsville here in the girls' game. And this time for your Lady Dog wrap-up, brought to you by Eco Pals of Tennessee. Coach, Clay County jumped out to a five-point lead at the end of the first quarter and then held it at 22-20 at the break before they went on a 9-0 run and stretched it out to about 7. They actually did that a couple times, but Gordonsville kept coming. Cut it to 3 at the end of the third, and then down the stretch, it was a one-point ball game, and we saw a big bucket late by Clay County to make it a one-possession, three-point game.
Right.
Gordonsville had a chance at the end. Pretty good defense by Clay County. They didn't get the shot off.
Yeah, we defended that last possession pretty well. There's one of those girls was open there for a minute, but she didn't want to shoot the ball, so she didn't. She tried to get to somebody else, and then they slung one up. I think a hard already went off, but we defended that pretty well, I thought. You know, that was a hard-fought game. You know, we made some head mistakes. We didn't handle the trap very good there. Three or four possessions, and then we handled it really good the last two or three possessions. Baylor had a wide open layup, missed it. Then the next time we got one, I guess Natalie, got it and hit it. You know,
yeah.
Like you said, give us a 3-point lead. But pretty much like the game was down there. You know, they had the ball down 3, chance to tie. But luckily for us, you know, we defended it better this time.
Some big shots there in the fourth quarter, late, too.
Baylor
lost them with a 3.
Didn't hit much inside, but she hit a big 3, and then Halen, I think, hit a big 3 there at some points. And, we could easily lost this game. You know, we don't make a couple of big ones there. We probably do. They had momentum on their side, and that number 21 or whatever came in off the bench, she just wore us outside. I guess she had 10 or 12 points probably. She didn't play a quarter and a half. But Gordonsville, I always thought Coach Diller did a pretty good job. But now, this Brock girl, she's doing a good job. I mean, they've improved. They've won quite a few more games, and you know they've been playing everybody tough. They've been losing, but they've been playing people tough. So I was talking to her before the game. I said, you know, it's kind of like when I started. I said, you know, well, we just didn't know how to win. It took us 2 or 3 years to know how to win these close games, and that's where they're at right now. But now they're ahead of where we were when I started. We only won 3 games my first year, but, you know, we made progress, I thought. But they're going to be a team to reckon with in a few years, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I think so. And they've been a pretty tough team for Clay County as, again, Lady Dogs win 46-43, a 3-point ball game. And nobody in double figures for Gordonsville, Coach. Leading the way was Dariana Bell off the bench with 9 points, 7 of those coming in the second half. And then you had 2 with 8, Callie Underwood and Mackenzie Heron. Kaka Roberts ended up with 7. Molly Story, 3. Ashlyn Naylor, 4. Lucy Manor had 2. And Bailey Trusty, 2. So Clay County did a pretty good job defensively this time
overall,
around.
Overall, we played a whole lot better defensively. Like I said, we give up 57 in regulation the first time and give up, 44, 42, whatever, tonight. And that one girl, she had like 30 the first time.
She did.
And had like 8 tonight, so that's a pretty good swing for us there.
Yeah, I agree.
22 less than she had the first time.
And then Clay County, we haven't talked about Lacey Wicks. She got in foul trouble late, but what a way she affected the game. Made a big 3 early on, made foul shots tonight, rebounds. She leads the team in scoring with 15, Coach.
She played great. And she hit some layups, she hit some 3s, and, you know, got a bunch of rebounds, and she just turned into a really good player here.
No doubt. LAE's right behind her with 13, the most veteran ball handler we have. She knocked down 2 early 3s. Baylor Walden, a big finish, ended up with 5 points. Halen Garrison, 3 3s tonight for 9 points, and Natalie Smith, 4. So not a whole lot of offensive production, but 2 in double figures, Coach.
Yeah.
That's more like what we need.
Yeah, and Halen couldn't hit one in the first half, but then she finally hit one and hit 3 overall. And, you know, if she doesn't do that, we probably don't win tonight. You know, we needed those 9 points bad.
No doubt. Clay County holds on to a 46-43 victory.
Like I say, the big thing about this, you know, this pretty much seals second place for us in the district tournament. So that's what we was looking for. You know, we just need to end the tournament, stay out of, well, We can't be in Pickett's bracket in the region now because we're going to be away from them. So that's another plus, you know, staying away from them in the region. You know, we got a chance against anybody else we play. Against them, we got a chance, but it's not as good as it would be against East Robertson or whoever, you know.
Right.
So this was a big win, really big win.
Big win tonight. Clay County girls game beats Scoresville 46-43. Coach Sims, as always, great to have you here to break it all down for
us. Thank you.
This Lady Dog Wrap-Up has been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee and Harmony Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Boys action up next.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts Free Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth spray vote to Bulldog Basketball. Brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame panel sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brannon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog Basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym here in front of this boys contest. Nice finish by the ladies to finish up the regular season at 5-3 in conference play. Should make them the 2 seed. In the tournament. Going to go ahead now in front of this boys contest and take a look at the District 7A boys update here on this H&H on the Equipment Parts pregame show brought to us by Cumberland Exteriors. Tuesday night, Clay County beat Clark Range 84-69. Gordonsville lost to Jackson County 54-69. Redbone Springs lost to Pickett County 24-71. And last night, Redbone Springs played Merle Hyde. I did not find a score on that boys game. Tonight's action, 15-5 Clay County, hosting 15-9 Gordonsville, 17-9 Clark Range, hosting 18-5 Pickett County. Tomorrow night, Pickett County making the trip up north to Albany to take on Clinton County, Kentucky. Monday, Clark Range will be at 17-8 Stone Memorial. Redbone Springs will be at Monroe County, Kentucky. Then on Tuesday, Clay County hosting Jackson, Pickett at Gordonsville, Redbone at Westmoreland. Current District 7A standings, Pickett County 6-0, Gordonsville 4-2, Clay County 4-3, Clark Range 3-4, and Redbone Springs 0-8. They're in fifth. So nothing set in stone at this point. If Clay County, I talked to Coach Edwards earlier today, you could run through a wild scenario where Clay County loses to Gordonsville tonight, Gordonsville goes and beats Pickett County, Clark Range beats Pickett County tonight, And then Clay County finds themselves in the play-in game against Sherbourne Springs. if all that happened. Now, once again, that's not likely. But nothing set in stone yet, other than if you win, you're pretty much in that 2-3 game.
Yeah, and that's where you got to be. Just play solid ball tonight. Take care of your business. Don't worry about the rest of it. Some of that other stuff happens, it's out of your control anyway.
Right. Folks, that's been the Boys 7A Update, brought to you by Cummins Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. There are other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Going to go ahead and wrap up the H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show with a full coverage final word. Well, we get Doug's last thoughts before tip-off, brought to you by Ashok and Strong Insurance. Of course, these teams met 2.5 weeks ago. Gordonsville, the victors on that one in the jungle on their home court. Final score of 63-68, a 5-point game. Clay County trailed, though, by around 20 at one point in it, Doug. I would prefer not to see Clay County go down by that much tonight. How can we avoid it?
Well, you just take care of the ball and make shots. Make the good open shots. Take care of the ball. We turned the ball over quite a bit early in that game, got behind, and then had to just fight and claw back. So just a good start off the bat defensively and score.
Of course, Gordonsville bringing a good contingency here tonight with the student section pep bus. Clay County has ended up filling in a good student section. We've had a good atmosphere. Talked to Coach Sims about this being the last regular season conference contest. Let's go ahead and just say the conference tournament starts tonight, don't you think? Tournament-type atmosphere.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, we've seen the last few games in the district. You know, Clark Range there tonight, real tournament atmosphere. Of course, it's going to be tonight. Anytime we play Gordonsville, it's a tournament atmosphere, though. That's just a big game for everybody.
Of course, you know, such a rivalry back and forth, some of it going back, a lot of the Gordonsville football players down here who this year were defeated by Clay County on the gridiron. Dogs taking that region 4A championship under the tutelage of Coach Lamb, and that's something that we still feel when we get into basketball, because I've heard some of those guys over there talking football stuff already,
yeah.
Thomas.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, tonight it's not just Clay County and Gordonsville. To me, it's a chance for the Bulldogs to step up in a big game and win one, Doug. To me, they haven't done that this season, and tonight's the night they need to start doing it.
Yeah, well, you want to see seniors play like seniors tonight. If we do that, we're going to be in pretty good shape. But, yeah, it's time to – well, it's tournament time, so it's time to start playing that way.
Folks, that's been the Full Coverage Final Word, brought to you by Shock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in sign of the day, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Going to go ahead and do the Gone Country Cafe Bulldogs starting lineups. The Gordonsville Tigers visiting team, blue jerseys, white numerals on those jerseys. Head coach Greg Bibb, 16th season overall, 6th in his current position, 15-5 record this year. Is that right? I don't think that's right. I didn't change that. I think there's something like 15-9 maybe. 4-3 record. That's our stuff. Gordonsville 4-2 in conference play. Starting for Gordonsville, senior number 5, Tucker Smith, senior number 10, Brody Sachs, senior number 11, James Peoples, junior number 14, Carter Gibson, and a senior number 24, Clayton Pope. Sorry about having the wrong records on the Tigers there. Forgot to update that. Clay County Bulldogs, head coach Rob Edwards, 25th season overall, 553 wins to 223 losses, 15-5 record this year, 4-3. In District 7A play, they ran a two-game win streak into tonight's contest after beating Monterey and Clark Range. Starting four, Clay County. Junior number 2, Cole Leeds. Senior number 3, Lance Burchett. Junior number 4, Nolan Adams. Senior number 10, Nate Adams. And a senior number 34, Hayden Adams. Starting lineup's been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family-owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Time for basketball here, guys. Gordonsville going to be shooting the hoop to our right during the first half of play. Clay County the hoop to our left, and it's time to get it on. Sykes going to hit the ball, but Nolan Adams comes up with a tip. Clay County the first possession. Nate with it out top. Gives the Cole. Swung back to Nolan. Nolan has just been playing outstanding here lately. Hayden Adams pulls the trigger on a jumper. Tough shot. 12-foot jumper from the baseline, and he drains it 2-0.
Yeah, that's a good tough shot, and Hayden makes that shot very well, though.
He does. Hayden Adams, Can't sing his praises enough. Does so much for this squad. Kind of an unsung hero. But we like to mention him every chance we get. Sykes opens up with a bucket for Gordonsville. 2-2. Lance Burchett quickly the other way. Sets up at left wing. Dribbles through the legs. Coach Edwards up early in this one. He knows the importance. Lance scores right side.
It's a good strong move there by Lance. He can get by that guy about every time, I believe.
4-2. Clay County in front. Tigers now with it. Carter Gibson, leading scorer for this squad. Nice ball movement by the Tigers in a bucket. Coming off of Mason Greer's fingertips from right block. 4-4. 6:50 mark of this first quarter. Neither team has missed a shot yet. Taking some high percentage ones. Colleagues with a shot. There's the first miss. Rebound Gibson. Gibson pushes quickly ahead to Peoples. Peoples had a huge snap the last time the teams met. Led the Tigers in scoring. He cleans up his miss with a bucket. And the Tigers are in front 6-4. Coach Edwards will not be happy that at this point the Tigers kind of out-hustling Clay County in the early opening minutes.
Yeah, they're kind of beating us to the ball a little bit right now.
Foul call, first of the night. Foul goes against Tucker Smith, the senior for Gordonsville. Nate Adams to inbound. Pretty even on the rebounding battle last time. 26 for Gordonsville, 27 for Clay. Nate's first shot of the night, no good. Rebound Smith, Tucker Smith with it. Presses across the timeline, sets up left wing, gives back to Sykes. Sykes now drives all the way to the block, loses the handle. Look at Hayden Adams with a good defense.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to go to Sykes early tonight and try to get him going. No, he didn't get much going down there the last time we played them.
He did not.
2 points for, and he's a returning first-team all-district player. Only 2 points against the Dogs the last time out. Coach Bibb going to him early and often.
Trying to get him started. Nolan Adams trying to get started. What about it? What a move. A series of spins and an easy bucket from right block. It was not easy getting that positioning, though, and he made it look easy.
Yeah, he used that body well and gained some space.
Nolan Adams, as we mentioned already once, playing the best basketball of his career right now.
Yeah, he is.
We've seen him do some outstanding things since the Christmas break when we got into the heart of this district schedule. 6-6 the score. Gibson, inbounder, no good. Foul called against Nolan. Nolan got to be smart on that one. He did a great job of defending Gibson down at Gordonsville the last time out. Of course, Gibson ended up in that contest with 25, but 12 of those coming from the free throw line, just out in the field, he didn't have a ton.
No, he didn't, and most of them coming late when Clay County was forced to foul as Gibson pretty much perfect from the line, like you said. He shot it well from there. Late, I know he was.
12 of 15, just 80%, very high. Took 22 shots from the field, twos and threes. Only hit six of them because of that good defense. So Gibson puts Gordonsville in front from the free throw line, 8-6 here. Tigers with a lead. Nolan Adams with it in the corner, dribbles out. Uses a screen by Hayden. Pulls the trigger on a three. No good. Hayden rebound. Hayden Adams put back. In there. Hayden Adams with 4 points early in this one. Half of Clay County's bucket. It's 8-8 the score.
Great work on the board there by Hayden. Get the put back.
And now we've got a whistle. Some moisture on the floor. They want to get cleaned up so nobody has a spill. 4:54 mark of this first quarter, Thomas, and we're knotted up 8-8.
Yeah, and it's the battle of the post inside so far. Hayden Adams early on against Brody Sykes down low. Hayden already picking up one foul. It's going to be hard for him to stay out of foul trouble, Doug.
Sykes is a tough matchup. No matter who we rotate to him, he's a tough matchup.
Tigers on the inbound. Smith with it. Hands off to Foster. Jay Foster returned to the lineup. He broke the lower part of his leg, maybe the fibula. I think it was Foster on the bucket. Broke his leg during that Region 4A football contest. He hadn't been back long. Maybe his first game back. I'm not sure. Now, when Adams' three-pointer goes out of bounds and they're going to give Gordon's with the ball, he may have played one or two. He did not play when these teams met 2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah, and I didn't see him in the box score a couple of games ago, so he ain't played many. So
he's played the last two, according to our friends from the ranch, the radio broadcast from Gordonsville. Had a pretty good outing in the last one, 18 points, he said.
Hey, we know he's a junior. We know the athlete he is, elite-level athlete for single A sports. Gibson with it out top. Halfway through this first quarter, Gordonsville lead here 10-8. Last time they made it was 13-11. Clay led at the end of one. Foster misfires on a three. Tipped to Gibson. He fires a three. No good. Sacks kind of manhandling Adams down there. A foul could have easily been called. The officials must not have seen it. Miscommunication there by Clay County. Burchett trying to find Melton, and he goes up his fingertips. Melton is checked in. Co-Leeds is checked out.
Yeah, Clay County kind of rushing that possession, I think. Coach Edwards over there, look, guys, calm down. Let's run our offense. And, you know, Gordonsville doing a good job of kind of speeding them up.
Smith with it out top. 3:35 mark of the first. 10-8. Peoples, the star of the last game for him, hit several three-pointers. He misses that one. Rebound Clay County. Nolan Adams drives the right side of the lane, loses the handle, picks it back up, gives to Hayden. Hayden a jumper. No good. Rebound, Peoples. Peoples to Foster. Foster ahead to Gibson. Gibson left wing. Works against Nolan. Picks up the dribble. Gives to Foster. Foster to Smith. Smith with a three from right side. No good. Long rebound, Warner Melton. Melton to Nolan. Nolan now to the elbow. Loses the handle. Circles the wagons and resets. Warner Melton, three ball. Right side, yeah.
Big shot by Warner.
Warner Melton, the sixth man of this team, started a couple of games back around the Christmas break, averaging 5.9 points a contest. An offensive foul could have easily been called against Tucker Smith, but they give it to Nolan Adams. Coach Edwards, beside himself, one of the more open reactions I've ever seen him have to a call. And he just is, he can't believe it.
Yeah, that was pretty good defense. Hit him dead in the chest right there.
The 25-year veteran certainly knows a thing or two, and he thought that was an offensive foul. Sykes getting roughed up.
Yeah, you see Nate Adams kind of collapsing down. I think they're going to do that double on Sykes, don't you, Doug?
Yeah, if they're going to go in there, we're going to have to try to get it out of his hands right there. I think we'll do a lot of doubling down on it.
Two personals now against Nolan, and he has to come to the bench.
That's big. Like you said, did a great job against Gibson the last time out. We'll have to see who's going to pick up that assignment.
And Nolan has solidified himself as nearly the second leading scorer on the team. That would be Lance Burchett with 12.4 contest. Nolan averaging 10.8. Free throw's good there. Gordonsville in front. Now a foul on Sykes on the other end.
Caught it on Foster.
Yeah. Only Gordonsville second here of this opening quarter. 2:30 mark of the first. 12-11. Gordonsville in front, but not anymore. Nate Adams with a big three. Puts Clay County in front, 14-12.
Good, tough shot right there. Good to knock it down.
Only Nate's second attempt of the night. Hopefully, he can have a big one here. He was kind of neutralized in the contest. Well, you say that. He scored 16 down at Gordonsville last time. But, you know, believe it or not, that is neutralizing Nate Adams when he's held to 16.
Yeah, Lance Burchett swapping off on Gibson, getting a foul on the first possession he guarded him.
Lance with his first personal. That's the fifth by Clay County. So Thomas mentioned how good Gibson was at the line. Collectively, Gordonsville 20 of 25 from free throw the first time we met. So 2:07 left, Doug, in this first quarter, and Gordonsville in the bonus. Not something we want.
Yeah, they've been aggressive to us, and we picked up some that we didn't need to pick up. So
minute 55 and kicking. 14-14 after the free throws. Nate must have been fouled, and just going to have to keep playing through it. Going to let Coach Edwards do the politicking with the officials.
Yeah, Nate Adams doesn't miss a shot by 4 feet, guys.
And fall to the ground.
That's right.
He definitely hit right there.
14-14. Tied up here. Smith with it out top. Moving screen by Sykes, and they get it. His second. His first, that other one went to Foster. So the third team foul for Gordonsville. Clay Kenny now. Minute 35 left. Lance Burgett pulling the trigger on the three. No good. Rebounded by Smith. Taken back away by Hayden Adams, and a foul called. The official didn't have a good clear vantage point. If he had nine, he would have seen Adams have positioning. It was Adams who probably was fouled by the Gordonsville player.
Man, that's tough.
Oh, it is tough, and probably their own call. But a tough angle for the official to call it from.
We're going to see the young sophomore, Jake Copeland, early guys, coming in playing some big minutes.
Tough call against Hayden there. Jay Foster at the line shooting free throws. Not sure, typically an outstanding player from that spot, but he's had that broke leg. Still see him wearing a brace on that left foot. I don't know what kind of rhythm he is in so far, and he's looking good, 2-2.
Yeah. Well, if he can just give them 2 or 3 minutes a game, that's going to be a plus. He's a quality player, and he's been giving them more than that. But
really, really good.
Yeah.
Minute 20 left here. Gordonsville now with a 2-point lead, 16-14, after Foster hits both of the free throws. Clay County with the ball. Lance Burchett fighting through some contact. Gets the Melton. Warner now back to Lance. Lance working against number 10. That was not 10.
Nice McCole Eads right there.
Okay, I missed it looking at my roster. Eads with his first triple. A big shot there, Doug. Gibson hands off, makes it 17-16. Clay back in front. Thomas all the lead changes here in this first quarter. High scoring affair for both teams.
Yeah, it's been back and forth for sure.
Kind of watching Copeland and Sykes down there. The sophomore were battling with the experienced seniors. You mentioned Thomas, a returning first team all district 7A player. Warner Melton, I suppose, going to be called for the foul here. I missed it. Coach Edwards again. I think perhaps the official took offense that he got run into or something. And Coach Edwards, for the third time in this opening quarter, baffled at a call. And I missed that one. I didn't see it.
Yeah, I don't think we had much there either way.
Free throw's good. It was Foster again, I think. As the free throw line hits them both, puts the Tigers back in front, 18-17. 30 seconds left in this quarter, and I hate to sound tacky, but feels like the Dogs fighting the Tigers and the officials. Try not to make a lot of those fan comments, but let's face it, folks, I'm as big a Clay County fan as they come.
Yeah, well, Gordonsville is 10 for 10 at the free throw line here in the first quarter. Clay County hasn't shot one yet.
A travel going to be called on a foul on the floor.
They call the foul.
Foul on the floor. One thing I've noticed lately is, we saw one called in the girls' game. Baylor got called for a couple of things that she's used to doing, so that's why I thought at first a travel. Nate with it on the inbound. Pulls up on the three. Now they get the foul. Gibson called for it. And now it's the Gordonsville fans who think they've been robbed of the call, but clearly Gibson reached in and contacted the ball. Now, call it a jump ball if you want to, if that's what you think, but contact was made. Apparently some of the wrist was got rather than just the ball. And that's what we expect. Well, just a good, heated contest, and I love it. The more rowdy things get, the more I enjoy calling one. Nate Adams ties it up here and now gives Clay County a lead 19-18.
Yeah, again, he's at the line for the first time for Clay County.
Shooting three because of the three-point foul.
That's right.
Third one's away. Good. 3 seconds left in this opening quarter. They work it in. Smith to Gibson. Gibson a three at the buzzer. Fall short. What a high-scoring first quarter. Last time the teams met at the end of one, it was Clay County 13, Gordonsville 11. This time around, Clay County 20, Gordonsville 18.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play
best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Clay County leads Goresville 20-18, headed into the second quarter in the boys' game. Here's your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Nate Adams leading the way for Clay County with 6 points. Lance Burchett and Nolan Adams with 2 each. Cole Eads, Warner Melton both with 3. And Hayden Adams with 4 for Clay County. Goresville, Brody Sachs, Carter Gibson both with 4. James Peoples, Mason Greer has 2. And then Jay Foster coming in off the bench leads the way with 6. As we see Smith with a bucket, I think, Daniel.
Certainly was.
This dog scoring summary was brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Fast action here. Warner Melton with 2.
Warner does add that bucket. 7:30 mark up the second.
That's a good job of Copeland to get that and keep that alive.
Thomas, I think you've got a tag line. We'll let you get it in. I'll watch the action if you want me to.
Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs. This is a fast pace. Who made that one?
Foster for 3.
Foster for 3. We'll get it in a minute. How about that?
Yeah, we questioned his rhythm, and he's definitely got rhythm going as Lance Burchett, number 3 for Clay County, comes down. Makes the bucket and draws the foul.
Just a good take there by Lance. Like I said, I think he can get by whoever's guarding him all night. He's done a good job of that so far.
You know, we mentioned earlier Nolan playing best basketball of his career. It's so Lance Burchett in there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Playing tremendous. Thank you, TDS top performer the other night up at Clark Range. And you mentioned it in the full coverage final word. If we get senior games from our senior players, we'll be in good shape. Lance Burchett developing a good senior game here. 7:05 mark of the second. 25-23. Clay County in front by 2. Three-pointer. Foster. No good. Rebound. Nobody. It's knocked out of bounds by Jake Copeland. Good job by Jake in there fighting for it.
Burchett completes the hand one.
If the points add up, he did. I didn't pay attention.
Yeah, he hit it.
Okay.
Yeah, he hit it.
I got behind, remember? I don't know.
Yeah. That is right. See, then now Jay Foster talked about whether he was in the rhythm. Yeah, he's in the rhythm. Adds another bucket from outside.
Tie ball game, I think.
25-25. I was trying to think what I was looking at whenever he took that free throw. Down at the sheet, I suppose. Goresville with it. Foster now. Drives the right side of the lane. His shot up. No good. Rebound Cole Eads. Cole outlet pass to Lance. Lance crosses the timeline. Presses ahead to Copeland. Deflected by the Tigers. Lance knocks it out of bounds. 6:23 mark here. Of this second quarter, knotted up at 25. Jay Foster, after giving his team some great play, gets a breather.
Already in the double figures, Foster is with 11, guys. He probably hadn't played, 3 minutes?
He's just, I don't know, He's something else.
Not much.
Doug, I think you mentioned as Gibson fires a 3 and knocks it down. You mentioned Foster being great on the baseball diamond as well.
Yeah, that's probably his sport, if you want to believe that. So, he's a nice all-around athlete.
Of course, plays quarterback for him in football. As Lance Burchett goes to the hoop, misses the shot, call leads the rebound, knocked away by Stafford. I think that's 0. No, that was number 2, Aiden Miller. Miller kicks it over there to Pope. Gives to Gibson. Gibson, 3. No good. Rebound, call leads. On the floor for Clay County, Eads, Burchett, Nate Adams, Jake Copeland, and Warner Melton. Nolan Adams with 2 personals on the bench. Lance Burchett, 8-foot floater from the Bulldog in the lane. Good. 27-28, Dogs trail by 1. Had 6 lead changes the last time they met. We may have already passed that here. I don't know. Tigers in front by 1. Looking to build on that lead. Pope with it. Drives baseline. Got away with a travel. Gibson fires a three from the corner. No good. Rebound to Leach. Burgett with it. Left wing. The senior point guard shakes and bakes. Goes baseline. Gets to Jake Copeland. Copeland gets it out to Eads. Cole now drives inside. Euro step. No good. Off the glass. Kept it out by Warner. Nate collects. He gives his cousin Lance. Lance into the paint. And a foul going to be called against Pope. 28-27.
Lance Burgett at the line. That last dog scoring summary is brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee. For the better part of two decades, Copeland's has become a cornerstone the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way. We appreciate them being one of our longtime sponsors, along with many, many more, Daniel.
No doubt. Lance Burgett ties it up. Hits the first free throw, 28-28. Sykes checks back in for Gordonsville. Nolan Adams checks back in for Clay County. Got Nate Nolan out there, joined by Lance Burgett, Cole Eads, and Jake Copeland. Hayden Adams with his personal fouls over on the bench. I think Hayden's at two, maybe three. Yeah. I know if it's three, we're certainly preserving him. Tie ball game, 28-28. Pope, baseline drive all the way to the hoop. Found himself surprised to be there. Gets it to Peoples. Peoples' jumper good. Gordonsville back in front. I exaggerated how much Gordonsville led during the last meeting. I said as much as 20, it was 14, was their biggest lead in that one. Lance Burgett pulls the trigger and a foul called against Nate Adams, who's on the floor. Or are they calling it against Peoples? No, Nate Adams, they're saying he pulled down, tried to pull Peoples down. Now, Nate needs to be careful here, not have much of a reaction. Nate has got a technical or two for his reaction to some foul calls this year. You got to leave that to Coach Edwards, and Coach Edwards is giving yet again another strange reaction to a call. I have never met this bearded official who's calling tonight. Some of these reactions Coach Edwards has given have been directed at him. Perhaps the best in the area, though. 3:56 mark of this second quarter. Thomas Gordonsville in front, 30-28. Here's the important part. Clay County not allowing Gordonsville to ever stretch it out too much.
Yeah, and it's been about Lance Burchett here in the second quarter, keeping Clay County in it.
So Eads comes up with a steal. Gets it to Lance. You just mentioned him. Let's see if he can tie it back up, perhaps. Give Clay County a one-point lead, depending on shot selection. Copeland sets the screen. Burchett works left. Now right. Dishes off to Copeland. His shot up. No, they say he travels. Tough spot for the young Copeland. Biggest minutes he's ever played. Saw a defender come in front of him and just never released the ball.
Yeah, he's got to take it at him.
Yeah, you know, he's got to take it up. He's got the body to do so. But when you got a 6'6", 6'7", Brody Sykes crossing the lane and you're that, you haven't seen much time, it can be tough.
Absolutely can be. Full timeout taken, 3:33 mark of this second quarter. Tigers lead 30-28.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. Insert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. We've got a good one going between Clay County and Gordonsville. Tigers lead the Dogs 30-28.
3:25 left in this second quarter. Peoples out top. Works it over there to Miller. Now back to Peoples. Offensive foul called.
Great job by Nate Adams using the quickness to get over there and get in front.
30-28. Tigers with a 2-point lead. Lance and Nate talking as he comes down the court, crosses the timeline. Clay County executes the half court. Nolan with it right wing. Defended by Foster. Now Lance at left wing. 2:55 and ticking.
People's doing a really good job on Nate Adams, trying to run him through a lot of screens to get him open, but it's just not working.
Yeah, he's done a good job when we play him down there also.
Corner three, Nate Adams no good. Rebound Pope. Pope works off to Miller. Miller across the half court. Sets up shot for the Tigers. Inside and a scrum for the ball. Jump ball going to be called. Good hustle there by Hayden Adams and Clinton Pope, who both went down for it. 30-28, 2-point difference here. Gordonsville with this lead. And I don't think either team's led to much more than a single possession.
Yeah, you're on it, Daniel. 3 points. Gordonsville leads the largest so far.
Whistles away from the ball. And I have no idea.
I'm getting a warning right here.
To Bibb?
Yeah.
All right. Warning on Coach Bibb. He's no stranger to a technical. But I think he has mellowed some in his latter years.
Yeah.
Don't see Coach Agee on the sideline tonight. Hope he's okay. Usually, there is, of course, former head coach, a great, he's a lot more than a typical assistant.
Yeah.
But, don't see him on the sideline. A lot of sickness going around. Hopefully he's not ill. No, and Adams loses the handle. Clinton Pope comes up with it. Pope, layup. Good. 32-28. Tigers with a 4-point lead. Minute 50 and ticking left in this second quarter. Clay County trying to beat Gordonsville for the first time this year. Lance Burchett threw some contact. He wanted a foul. No whistles blow. Lance don't complain a whole lot. And to see him calling for one there kind of makes you think it took place. People's out top. Directing traffic. Sends Miller deeper into the corner. Gets it to Foster right wing. Mm. Now inside to Miller. Bounce pass to Sykes. Sykes loses the handle. Picked up by Nolan Adams. Foot race to the hoop. Nolan all the way to the rack. Misses the shot. Khalid saves it on the inbound. Back out to Nate. Three-pointer top of the key. He nails it. Nate Adams, a big shot there. Pulls Clay County back within one. 32-31. Tigers
lead. Great hustle for Clay County to keep that alive and get that shot knocked down.
Inside to Pope. Pope bounces it over to Sykes. Good ball movement by the Tigers. They lead now by 34-31. 45 seconds and ticking. Second quarter. Gordonsville up by three. Coleeds, long three, no good. Hayden Adams saves it, gets it to Cousin Nate. Nate into the paint, shot up, good. Defensive foul call against Sykes. The Gordonsville faithful not liking that one. The Gordonsville faithful not liking it. But Nate going to go to the line to complete the three-point play.
This is great, guys. I'm telling you, it's just like a district tournament atmosphere for sure, as the fans from Gordonsville have turned out tonight. Clay County, maybe the biggest crowd we've seen all year long, too.
So 34-32, they didn't show Nate with the bucket on the board. It should
be
tied
right there.
Should be 34-34. We'll see if we're right on that. They show.
There
you go. Now they fix it. 3-point play, the old-fashioned way by Nate. 15 seconds left in this first half. Miller with the ball. 10 seconds left. Gordonsville and Coach Bibb a chance to take a lead heading into the break here. Peebles with it. 5 seconds on the clock. Kicks over to Miller. Inside now to Sykes and a foul call against Hayden Adams. Hayden trying to jump the pass.
Yeah.
His third, maybe his fourth. I hope it's just his third.
Yeah. There's third right there. That probably ain't a bad foul right there. That's going to be a layup. Now they're going to take it out of bounds at 1.1. So
Hayden Adams and Nolan Adams coming out. Caden Copeland and Warner Mountain checking in. 1.1 seconds. Inbound to Sachs. Catches, lands, shoots, misses. First half ends. We're pretty much where we started. 34-34. Coach Bibb now wanted to talk to an official here at the break. We'll show the camera on that. 34-34 tied up between these District 7A teams.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina, Tennessee for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County and Gordonsville, surprise, surprise, are tied up at 34 in the Dogs' regular season district finale here. And it's time for your first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. This one's been back and forth. The largest lead was 4 by Gordonsville, and it came late in the first half before Nate Adams buried a 3 and then got an and 1 to tie it here at 34 at the break. Clay County led by 2, 20-18 at the end of the first quarter. And then Gordonsville outscored them 16-14 in the second to knot it at 34 here at halftime. For Clay County, Nate Adams leading the way with a cool dozen. He's got 12 points. Lats Burchett has 8. Cole leads 3. Nolan Adams, 2. Hayden Adams, 4. And Warner Melton, 5 for the Bulldogs. For the Tigers of Gordonsville, Tucker Smith, 2. Brody Sykes, 6. James Peoples, 4. Carter Gibson, 7. Clinton Pope and Mason Greer both with 2.
And then leading the way, Jay Foster, 11 first half points, six of those coming in the first quarter. And then he had five in limited action here in the second. Again, knotted at 34, tie ball game, back where we started to start the second half. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account. Find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more online at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here from Salina, including the Subway Trivia Challenge coming up next.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. 2.5 minutes left before third quarter action starts. Tied up 34-34 between Clay County and Gordonsville. Time for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Branham, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Do just want to say very quickly that all the football winnings are out in the mail. If you haven't received them already and you won during football, you'll be getting them within the next day or so. Here is tonight's trivia challenge question. Today, February the 7th, 2025, the Lady Dogs battled the Gordonsville Tigerettes. Well, 25 years ago, on February the 7th, 2000, head coach Lyndall Henson and the Hermitage Springs Lady Wildcats met Gordonsville. Despite the Tigerettes boasting a strong 20-3 record, they fell to the Lady Wildcats 67-70. In that big Hermitage Springs win that improved the Lady Wildcats to 7-16 on the season, there were three players that scored in double figures. Name one of them. 931-397-9004 if you would like to take a guess. We'll read that one more time. Today is February the 7th, 2025. The Lady Dogs battled the Gordonsville Tigerettes. On this date, 25 years ago, the Hermitage Springs Lady Wildcats met Gordonsville. Despite the Tigerettes having a strong 20-3 record, they fell to the Lady Wildcats 67-70. In that big Hermitage Springs win that improved the Lady Wildcats to 7-16 on the season, there were three players that scored in double figures. Name one of them. Got a guest coming in here from Melissa White. She says Lynette Browning. Now, a lot of times I'll give some references to years. I'm not sure which years Miss Lynette Browning was on the squad. She may have been on that squad, but incorrect on the answer. So keep it rolling, Miss White, with some other names that are in the, that knowledgeable head of yours. Teresa Thompson makes a guess of Tiana Craighead. Great guess. A fine player over there, no doubt, but incorrect. Third quarter action, guys, underway. What a ball game. 34-34.
2-3 zone right here, too.
Look for Bibb and Edwards to make those adjustments. The veterans having a chess match down the stretch for sure.
Yeah, this has to be interesting to see two quality coaches, the adjustments they make, and what they do right here.
Original five starters on the floor for Clay County. Nolan playing with two personals, Hayden with three. Teams have switched ends of the court. Hayden Adams adding it in from left block. What an assist from Nate. Good finish by Hayden. Hayden just almost automatic down there on those finishes.
Yeah, it's, you give Hayden on the block, he'll usually score.
7-minute mark of the third. Clay in front, 36-34. Smith airballs a three. Didn't airball it. I think it hit the backboard. Oh, Jason Arhead Hamilton guessing. Megan King, outstanding guest, 1,000 points short in her career. She would have just missed out on that. She was still in junior high, probably. King was a senior my first year teaching at Hermitage Springs, and I was blessed to work down there for 2 years prior to consolidation of the high schools. But she was still in junior high. She was a senior in the 5-6 school year, I believe.
A quality player, too.
That's, no doubt.
That's a good guess.
Great softball pitcher.
Yeah.
As well as a basketball player. Other guesses coming in. We've mentioned all those earlier. Nolan Adams in the line. Update us, Thomas. Two free throws made, correct? Melissa Smith making a guess of Patsy Green's granddaughter, Michaela. She was a senior in 07, so this was a little before her time. Another good guess. Nate Adams on a steal. His shot no good. Rebound by brother Nolan. His putback good. Clay County taking a lead. Coach Bibb calling a timeout. Biggest lead of the night for Clay County. What a job by the black, purple, and gold coming out here in the third quarter. 40-34. We'll stay on there and look at some guesses. Farrah Wood guesses Melanie Bean. A great guess, but incorrect. Getting really close there in ways. Oh, we've got a correct answer. Randy Cherry sends in the correct answer. So, Randy, be sure to send us your mailing address. We don't have that on file. I think I could pull it off of the school computer probably from where your kids go to Clay County High School. But he says Lori Beth Hatcher. 100% correct. She was the leading scorer that night with 16. I think Lori Beth, a senior. I think, of course, I was a senior in 2000 over at Sinai High School. And I believe I'm right that she was a senior that year. She had 16. Monica Smith, a former classmate of mine. We went to elementary school together before she went over to Hermitage Springs for her high school years. Is a bucket added by Greer off to our left here. Smith had 13 that night, and rounding out the trio was Kayla Bean. Kayla Bean, who had 10 points. So congratulations to Randy Cherry. He will be receiving through the mail his free sub certificate from Subway and the Horizon Sports Network.
Take
it courtesy of local owners Greg and Melissa Brown, whose sandwich artist ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. We appreciate that. Jason Hamilton also guessing Tara Bowles. Another of those who had Tara Kendall Bowles who had transferred. Thomas, update us here on some of the action. I know points was scored that I didn't call for Clay County.
Nolan Adams, 6 points already here in the third quarter. Unfortunately, Hayden Adams just picked up his fourth foul, guys.
Makes it tough. Hayden's such a big part of what we do. Fortunately, depth on the bench for Clay County. Appreciate all of our listeners. That's the first of what I hope to be many more in the future of a Hermitage Springs Lady Wildcat trivia question. We've asked a couple from boys action. And first I recall doing of the girls. Certainly going to try to do more of those. Want to celebrate all of our county history. May even go back to some old Willow Grove trivia from the 40s, back when Willow Grove High School was such a force in basketball, as Gibson adds a bucket. 42-38 here. The score, and Ann's Burchett out top. Clay County with a 4-point lead. Cole Leach off with offensive foul. Jay Foster, looks like he never had those feet set to me, but they say he does.
Well, they may have extended that arm just a little bit on him right there when he got him in there.
And yeah. I had a bad advantage at that point. That could have been the difference.
Yeah,
440 mark here at Thomas of the third.
You see, you talk about the chess match. Coach Edwards coming out in the zone. It worked really well the first few possessions. Coach Bibb kind of figuring it out the last two, Doug.
Well, with that zone, you just got to be patient, work your gaps, and get openings.
Nice.
They're doing a good job of that.
Gibson driving it now. A zone buster. Adds the bucket. Makes it a two-point game. Clay 42. Gordonsville 40. Last regular season contest between these teams is district opponents. And another zone buster here. Warner Melton adds the bucket from right block. A nice assist from Eads. Gordonsville going to move out of the District 7 next year. I think they'll go to District 8. Nolan Adams layup good. The scoring picking up here, 46-40. Co-leads again an assist. Clay County and Gordonsville both just play so well as a team. And here's a takeaway. Thomas, what'd you see there?
Oh, nothing. Just great defense by Clay County and Warner Melton getting back-to-back buckets.
Absolutely.
Actually, it wasn't back-to-back. It's a 6-0 run. Melton with two of them and Nolan Adams with the other. Timeout.
Full timeout taken by Gordonsville. Clay County, biggest lead of the night, 48-40. We're going to break, 3:33 mark of the third.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Clay County on a quick 6-0 run to take the largest lead of the ball game by either team at 8. They lead 48-40 here, and they're fixing to make it a double-digit lead.
Noah Adams with the bucket from left block. May have slid a little bit, but no whistles blew on it. 3:10 mark of the third, up to a 10-point difference here, 50-40. Clay County essentially guaranteeing the number two seed in the District 7A tournament if they can win tonight. That's not set in stone, but pretty much if they win. That'll put them at 5-3 in the conference. Peoples firing the three, no good. Rebound, Cole Eads. Now Clay County went in the hustle effort here. Nate Adams, full court pass, gathered by Warner Melton, shot faking a drive, baseline jumper, good! Clay County playing lights out here in the third quarter. And the black, purple, and gold faithful loving it. You can hear them across the way, standing ovation as Coach Bibb takes yet another timeout. Thomas, we talked about this earlier. Let's go ahead and do it one more time. Our presenting sponsor, don't always mention them in this boys' contest. And I know we got a lot of viewers right now and want to highlight the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Yeah, and we appreciate them getting on board this season. And they encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. And they offer this message to help them do so. They say parents should be clear in their stance and show they disapprove of marijuana use.
They say parents should let their children know they care, and they're there to talk whenever needed. They say build your child's skills and strategies for avoiding marijuana use and be a good source of information for your child. For that information, they can go online at samhsa.gov/marijuana. The project's funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Appreciate you for doing that. I know I put you on the spot. You did a great job with it. Peoples, that's the bucket from left block. For Gordonsville. 52-42. Dogs up by 10. Trying to keep this momentum that they built going here. 2 minutes left in the third, and they do so. What an entry pass from Nolan to Nate. Nate adds it from right block. Tough pass.
Oh, it was. And the catch, all that was tough, and you finished it.
Now Gordonsville, Jay Foster, nice move into the paint. Boy, he makes it look easy too, don't he?
He does. He's really going to improve their team for the rest of the season for sure.
And definitely fully recovered. It looks like he looks like he's moving freely after that broken bone in the left foot, the left leg. Minute 25 left here in this third quarter, 54-44. Clay up by 10. Last time the teams met, the biggest lead Clay had was 6. And now a foul called against Peoples. They say he threw an elbow.
Guys, Warner Melton, a big third quarter. He's in the double figures with 11, but not as big as Nolan Adams. He has 10 here in the third for a cool dozen.
Impressive. Lance Burchett working against Smith. Takes him to the hole. Shot up. Good. You can't do it any better than that.
That's pretty nice right there.
Lance Burchett just saying, I'm better than you. Here we go. Gibson kicks it to Foster. Knocked out of bounds by Nate. Gordonsville inbound from their baseline off to our left. Great battle going here. Clay County, a 12-point lead. Their biggest of the night. Imagine it here. Gordonsville inside drive. Peoples jumper. No good. Rebound, Nate. Whistles blow for a foul. Gordonsville going to maintain possession. We'll have to see which dog gets credited. Warner Melton. Came in from behind, I guess.
That's a tough one. I mean, he's in there battling, though. I mean, you got to take that in a little bit.
Smith the inbound for the Tigers. 47.9 seconds left in the third. Foster defended by Nate. 56-44. Nolan picks the pocket of Gibson.
That's a great defensive play right there.
Sure was. 35 seconds and ticking. Lance with the ball. Standing at the CC logo midcourt here.
Well, right here, you want to get a good quality shot at the end. Make it or not, then you got the ball coming back starting the fourth. So.
Nolan, now defended by Gibson, creates space. Cat-like quickness. 15 seconds.
Hey,
Nolan with
quick
the,
on quick right there, too. Gibson's quick, too.
Yeah, good matchup.
That's
two
a
juniors.
Great matchup.
We're going to get to watch them again next year, do battle. Lance Burchett, jump stop, three ball, no good. Gibson tips the rebound. He's the desperation shot, no good. Three quarters are over, and I'm proud to say Clay Kenny has built a 12-point lead. 56-44, what a great third quarter for the Dawgs.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Dogs lead the Tigers of Gordonsville in the boys' game, 56-44, headed into the fourth quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Clay County outscoring Gordonsville 22-8 in the third quarter and to go up by a dozen here. Nate Adams with 14. Lance Burchett has 10. Cole Eats 3. Nolan Adams 12. Hayden Adams 6. And Warner Melton 11. 4 in the double figures for Clay County. Tucker Smith 2. Brody Sachs 6. James Peoples 6. Carter Gibson 11. Clinton Pope 2.
Mason Greer, 4, and Jay Foster, 13, for Gordonsville, who trailed Clay County 56-44. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Solana Lumber Company. Serving you since 1962, Solana Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their long-standing tradition of supporting the community. Solana Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
12 points the difference. Clay with the lead here, trying to build on it, opening up this fourth and final quarter. Dogs have played much better than they did 2.5 weeks ago down at Gordonsville. Nate pulls the trigger on a three, knocks it down.
Huge bugger. A good pace for Clay County, moving the ball, getting that open shot.
15 points the lead. Foster loses the handle. And I don't know who touched it last. They say Foster. That was a hard call.
That was right there.
Clay County going to have the ball here. We'll say this. I had a good JV contest between the boys prior to this game. Gordonsville won that one. Can't remember the final score. They won by double figures, mid-teens. The JV boys and Coach Andrew Benders will be in action tomorrow down in Gainesboro. The boys will play at 10 and 11 o'clock, I think. Yeah, that's right. They'll tip at 10 and 11.
Yeah.
I think got games against, I'll look it up here. If you guys know what's happening. What we got there?
Monterey at 10, Smith County at 11.
Okay, they originally announced it as a tournament-style deal, but now just going to play 2 games, yep. It looks like. So look forward to that one. Come on down to Gainesboro if you can. Foster firing a three, no good. Nolan Adams, rebound. Clay County guys in no hurry right now. 15-point lead, 44-59. In a 6:44 mark here.
Well, they want to keep doing what they've done early. You know, be patient, get you a good open shot, you know, and that works the clock also.
Whoop.
There that. They're taking it to the hole.
Nolan Adams, that's another. Jay Foster pulls the trigger on a three, no good. And now momentum really shifting here in favor of Clay County.
Yeah, 17-point lead, guys. And, you know, I honestly kind of called them out a little bit coming into this one. Wanted to see them put away a good opponent. Doug, they're well on their way to doing that.
Oh, yeah. And you wanted to see that. You wanted to see them come out and be strong.
Warner Melton with possession. Now, Coach Edwards caught a timeout with possession. Want to stay on air for this one and share this. I got busy at school today and never opened up. Got a message from Gay Ann Stone Hill, and she had sent in an old clip from a newspaper article. Talked about from January 1977, talking about Donna Stone playing against Gordonsville. Says Donna Stone signed as tall, lanky forward. Let's fly with a jump shot is the picture there describing in action from the Lady Bulldog victory over Gordonsville. Salina's 73-point total might be a modern-day record for most points scored by a girls' team. Just a huge scoring night is the headline read, 2 points of 73. Don't know how many Donna ended up finishing with that night, but would have been a good option for a trivia challenge. Of course, I had that Hermit Springs one tonight, but appreciate Gay Ann sending that one in. And definitely, right now, it's all Sims era forward with a lot of the stats we share as far as leaders go. And as time moves on, I want to build more of our older history in the repertoire there, Thomas, for not only trivia challenge questions, but just our archives of stats.
Yeah, no doubt. As Nate Adams making the 19-point lead for Clay County. Daniel, we just appreciate what you do have and the time you put into taking care of all this history, because it would be long forgotten without you.
Well, Gibson keeping Tigers in it, pulling the trigger on a three, 63-47, and we have no time here to reminisce and get off topic as these teams continue to score, even though Clay County has a big lead, 63-47. Doing the math there, I guess a 16-point difference. Nolan with it, works against Smith. Near a five count, now he gets the advantage and goes to the hoop. Hard foul. Nolan Adams flexes the muscles as he lays on the floor after being knocked down on a play.
Foul right here, too.
On Bibb?
Yep.
Or on Gordonsville?
On Coach.
Foul against Foster. Technical against Bibb. Bibb applauds the technical.
Yeah. I tell you what, it's nice to have a Nolan Adams when you can basically be the pressure buster one-on-one.
Well, I mean,
we cross him up, take it to the hole.
Well, I mean, we got a technical foul here, too.
Yeah, we shot the free throw first for the foul. Of course, it was an and-one opportunity.
Yeah.
But and now we got to take some technical shots.
Yeah, but you could have had everybody backed off right there. Cause
technicals first?
No, you should have still backed off.
Okay.
And that's what
Coach
was saying.
Your technicals, and then we're going to get the ball back. So nobody should have been on the line anyway.
So will we act like that didn't even happen?
Well, no.
As far as that first shot.
That first shot will still be good. Now we'll shoot our technicals and go back into play.
Okay.
They just didn't back them off right there.
Coach Edwards catching on to that, and that's what he was discussing.
Come on.
Lance Burchett misses that free throw. Of course, Lance being sent to the line because he has the highest percentage on the team, 75.4% free throw shooter on the season. Misses the first, hits the second, and now Clay County going to have possession of the basketball.
Yeah, it's just 5 minutes left here. Clay County leads back up. It's back up to 19, Daniel, and it could be more as Melton pulls the trigger.
Foster with the rebound. Kicks off to Gibson. Gibson to Smith. Smith to Foster. Pulls the trigger on a three. Knocks it down. Can't leave Jay Foster open. He'll make you pay.
I just imagine this Gordonville bunch having him all year.
Oh, getting man.
Getting him back's a big deal now.
Absolutely. As Lance Burchett goes to the floor. Now Foster got away with a travel a minute ago. Now they let Lance get away with one here. That's probably why you saw that transpire.
Yep.
Lance now working against Foster and a foul called against Foster. And I think what you saw there, two guys really playing each other tough. Lance, when he went up, tried to avoid the contact.
Yep.
Went high with the elbows, and that's why they probably didn't call Lance with anything. And Jay gets the personal. All right, 16-point difference. I hadn't said that much. We have talked about it. Thomas has. Y'all got to forgive me because oftentimes I get caught up and don't give it. Even though I claim I always give the score, that is absolutely false. Is now going to have Peoples to the hole with a nice bucket, and he's fouled from behind. So far from over here, 52-66, 14 points the difference. Got Peoples in the line shooting to make this a three-point play the old-fashioned way. That would make it a 13-point game. Very similar, honestly, to what we saw Clay County in Gordonsville earlier this year, and they battled back to a 5-point loss. Timeout taken. We'll take it with them. 4:01 left in the fourth. Clay 66, Gordonsville 52.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball. We are presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Clay County leads Gordonsville 66-52. A little under 4 minutes left in the fourth.
Far from done. Plenty of time. And like I was mentioned before, Clay found themselves down around 14. It felt like maybe it wasn't this late. And here's Gibson coming up with a loose ball steal from Nolan Adams. Gibson throws it back, taken back away by Warner Melton. Melton to Nate. Nate across the timeline. Nate with it, circles the wagons, gets off to Nolan, and we reset. Baseline drive by Nate. Gives to Eads. Cole, four-footer, good. 68-52. 16-point lead, black, purple, and gold. Foster loses the handle. Picked up by Gibson. And now Melton called for a foul as he ran into Peoples. They got more of him than he meant to.
Yeah, like I said, that's one you, as a coach, don't mind. That's just a good hustle play.
Yeah.
You know, so you'll take that in a little bit.
Almost kind of lost a footing as he went into him.
So more than likely, if he don't lose it, he comes up with that right there. Because he had a good play on it.
325 left. Gordon's limbending. Tigers trail by 16. Gibson, three ball, no good. Rebound, Nate Adams. Lance now with it, defended by Smith. Passes ahead to Melton, dishes off to Nolan. Time getting short here for Gordonsville. 3 minutes left. Lance, bounce past the Warren.
Nice.
Layup.
Nice.
That's how you beat the trap. That's what the Clay County ladies struggled to do. They finally did so and put that game away earlier. Gibson, a nice bucket from left block.
Well, this couple things we talked about, you want your seniors to play like seniors. Our two seniors that took kind of control right here, taking care of the ball.
Nolan stripped of the ball, picks it back up in a trap, throws it to Gibson. Gibson now layup opportunity of his own, and he's fouled by Nolan Adams. 70-54, Clay in front of 16. 2:35 left. Dogs trying to finish the regular season conference schedule with a 5-3 record. Of course, the three losses currently, two of them to Pickett, one to Gordonsville. Now, regular season play continues into next week. Two contests left. Tuesday night, senior night here against downriver rival Jackson County. That's going to be a tough one.
You ain't
boys and girls.
Well, boys are probably going to win their district, and they're ranked sixth or seventh in the AA state right now. So
Clay County again beat the pressure, and Noah Adams a bucket. Then after Tuesday night, we'll take a long road trip to Jellicoe on Valentine's Day. 1 week from tonight to finish the season as Warner Melton is called for the foul. I know this feeling really good to these Clay County players after getting beat in the jungle by the Tigers by 5 points. Final score of that one, 63-58. And now we've got technical foul being called.
On Nolan.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he's on number four.
Okay, Nolan's going to foul out. Doug, did you see what he did? Now, Nate,
I don't know, but I know he said he said something. So
right now, Nate may be running the risk of getting another. I never like to see him talk to the officials, even if they're not saying anything bad, because the official could take that the wrong way. So Nate comes over to talk to Coach Edwards, and now Coach Edwards is going to talk. That's a good move. So Nolan, so you didn't see?
I didn't see anything out of the ordinary, so I'm assuming he said something.
Gibson shooting free throws for the technical. Hits them both. No surprise. He's great there. And now he's going to shoot two again for that initial foul.
Yeah.
Misses the first of this series. Of course, I've got the camera, as you well know, on Coach Edwards and the team as Gibson shoots the fourth and hits it. So 3 out of 4 for Gibson here. And Gordonsville have possession. So that makes it a 15-point game, 72-57. 2-11 left. So crazier things have happened. Hayden Adams checks back in. Nolan Adams is fouled out with that fifth foul. Hopefully just a complete misunderstanding. And hopefully Nolan didn't even say anything. You know, obviously something happened.
Yeah.
So anyway. Smith with it. Left wing for the Tigers. They got to do it now. Foster pulls the trigger on a three. Hits it. And that's what you need if you're a Gordonsville fan. Need that triple quickly from Foster. Here's Hayden Adams. He's going to be fouled by Foster. And he makes the bucket. Hayden Adams celebrating the big bucket.
You know, we haven't seen Hayden in the entire, really, second half here, guys. You got this team off to a great start.
and then he comes right in off the bench and makes an impact. The senior just fun to watch.
He is. And hits the free throw. 15 points to lead, 75 to 60. Peoples with it. Gives to Gibson. Three-pointer, top of the key. No good. Rebound, Nate Adams. This one getting close to done. But not if we do that. Tigers take it back away. Peoples, jumper, good off the glass. Cuts it back to a 13-point game. 75 to 62. Got to beat this pressure. And a foul called against Smith. Smith just kind of there. Yeah, you know, it's just a tough one. Yeah. Of course, I guess, I mean, obviously you want the turnover if you're going, so, but I guess a quick foul, the next best thing.
Yeah.
And you got to hope that Lance Burgett does not hit the shot. I thought Nate had the ball, but apparently not Lance. Minute 30 left. First one's away and good. 14 points now. Going to be a nice win for Clay County if we can hang on this last minute and a half. 15 points the difference. Tigers with it. Foul on the floor. I'm sure a lot of listeners probably saying, you know, minute and a half, 15 points, you know, it's already over. Hey, this is Gordonsville. You never catch your chickens before they hatch.
Well, with a three-pointer, you know, that's not a lot of buckets. Just five buckets.
Right.
You know, be right back in it.
Peoples at the line misses the first of the two free throws that he's shooting. He had 19 in the last meeting between these squads. Now Sykes is going to be called for one. And we walk the other way.
Well, you know, the big adjustment was going to that zone. It really bothered Gordonville. They never really adjusted to that zone. Big move by Coach Edwards.
Yeah, and it happened right out of the gate in the third quarter. And, you know, we saw Gordonville settle in and score on it a time or two. But you're right, Doug. And it really didn't slow the game down. Clay County was creating turnovers out of
yeah.
it because they were playing it kind of extended yeah. and getting out and running. And that's when they made their big push. 22-8 they outscored yeah. the Tigers in the third.
Wow. Nate hits one of two on free throw. Foster, no good on the corner three. Rebound, Lance Burchett. Knocked away by the Tigers. No, it goes last off of Clay. So 78-62, 16-point game here. Minute 12 left. Thomas, you have called now for a signature win. If Clay County can hang on to this double-digit lead and finish strongly here, do you call it one tonight?
Yeah, and, you know, they've just really played up to their standard, in my opinion. This is what Clay County basketball is all about.
Good defense, good scoring. Pretty smart, pretty clean. 78-62. And Gordonsville, a quality opponent, you know. Gibson, Foster, Sykes, Bibb on the bench. You know, they've got a solid squad. A team that went to the Final Four last year of the single-A boys tournament. Now, they did lose some seniors from last year's squad, but the nucleus was returning.
Yeah.
And still probably going to see a rematch, guys, of this game on Friday, February 21st at Livingston Academy in the District 7A semifinals. And that one is going to be another dandy, no doubt.
Yeah.
28 seconds left here. Gibson with one last foul, kind of unnecessary. 25 seconds left. Lance going to the line. Clay County up 16. Doug, you got to be pleased seeing your alma mater here pull off a big one, this Bulldog basketball program tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge win. Like I said, you always want wins at the end of the season. That gets momentum going in. But this is for a top seed.
Yeah.
And that's where you want to be.
Of course, Gordonsville has one more conference game left. They'll play Piggott County Tuesday night. Gibson to the hoop, reverse layup, no good. Rebound Cole leads, and this one done. 14 seconds left. Gordonsville going to concede it. So these teams split. The home teams, no surprise, winning both contests this year. Senior Lance Burchett going to be holding the ball as the final buzzer sounds here, and there it goes at Joe Sims Gym. 80-62. 18-point difference on the final score. Dogs go to 16-5 on the regular season. They finish conference play at 5-3. Stay with us for the Farm Bureau Postgame Show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139. Or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and lock it in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161. For both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to Joe Sims Gym for the Farm Bureau Post Game Show. Two big wins tonight here for the Clay County squads over the visiting Tigerettes and Tigers from Gordonsville. Wrapping up regular season conference play. Both teams 5-3 now in the conference. We're going to get into the Bulldog wrap-up that's brought to you, Baco Panels of Tennessee. Take it away, Tom.
Well, it played out how we had hoped, but it definitely how we expected early on, Doug. It was back and forth. Clay County up by two at the end of the first quarter, 20-18, as this one started fast for both teams, I thought. You could tell it really meant something. Tied at 34 at halftime. And then you saw that adjustment from Coach Edwards on the defensive end, his players responding, and defense turned into offense. Clay County outscored Gorsville 22-8 in the third quarter to go up by a cool dozen headed into the fourth, and they maintained it, got it out to about 19. Gorsville made a run, got it around 10 or 11 maybe there once, but, you know, Clay County finally putting one away in a big-time game here tonight. Daniel talked about it. To me, it's the signature win of the season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's, you, you know, I said that, that's a win you've been looking for when you just step up and win one of those that we hadn't been doing real well in. And tonight, you know, like, I always want your seniors to step up and play like seniors. They done that tonight. But those other guys right in there with them, and, but that goes back to being that senior leader, getting those guys to follow you and do this work, and they all done it tonight. It was a solid all the way across the board from the Bulldogs.
Yeah, no doubt. And from both teams, really, Daniel, you saw Gordon's will come out, try to start pounding it in post early, trying to get everybody involved. The Jay Foster factor, he came into this game. You know, again, you talked about it, probably going to see the matchup again, and, boy, it was a good one.
Well, it was. You know, it's so good that it was even at the break at 34-34, and what a third quarter by Clay County. I got to credit Coach Edwards with so much there, and that's always my funnest part. You guys talk about it because y'all see what they're doing, and I listen to y'all, but just the adjustments made by both of these coaches, particularly tonight by Coach Edwards, and the kids executing it, you know.
Yeah, just a big win for Clay County. And Gorsville, three in double figures, two in high double figures, 19 for both Carter Gibson and Jay Foster. James Peoples with 10. Brody Sykes held to 6. I thought Clay County did a great job defensively against him because that was the game plan coming in for Gorsville to take it inside. Tucker Smith had 2. And Clinton Pope, 2, and Mason Greer, 4. So, again, 3 in high and double figures also. Doug, this Tiger team's no joke.
Oh, no, quality team right here. And like I said, you know, district tournament just right now on us, there are going to be 4 quality teams in 7A. So you better bring your stuff every night because, well, like I said, this is probably going to be our matchup again right here. So
yeah.
That first round's going to be nice.
Well,
it is.
And, you know, to drive that point home, Clark Range beat Gordonsville by 21. We beat Clark Range by 21 or something. Gordonsville beat us.
Yeah.
Gordonsville's beat Clark Range. You know, everybody has beat everybody except Pickett.
Except Pickett.
You
know, the cream of the crop from right now.
Yeah.
And then for Clay County, you know, these numbers are super impressive also. Almost 5, almost, in double figures. We had Cole Eads ended up with 5 points. Hayden Adams played a huge game for Clay County, ended up with 9, and then you got Warner Melton off the bench with 13. He really stepped up tonight. Lance Burchett with 15, Nolan Adams 18, and Nate Adams 20. And we're in that 80-point range again, Doug, with a – yeah, that's what it was, 80 to 62. Yeah. So, you know, it's hard to lose a game when you're playing like that.
Well, when you got 4 guys double figures – almost 5 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you guard?
Right.
And that's what makes it tough. And if you score 80, it's hard to beat a team that scores 80. I don't care who you are. If the team's scoring 80, you're going to have to score 85.
Right.
You know, so.
And that's a hard thing.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Pickett. That's one reason why they haven't lost, because they're right at it.
Yeah.
Not in, not out.
Right. And that's what I was thinking. It'd take this kind of night to take them to the limit.
It would.
Folks, that has been the Bulldog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Onestable Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, they're simply a better way to build. Stay with us through one more promo. Going to come back and announce the TDS top performers.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network for the final time. Let me go ahead and say it, just so everybody hears it, because some of you don't always hear it. Folks, we appreciate you tuning in tonight.
Appreciate you listening. We appreciate all of our sponsors. Let's go ahead and announce tonight's TDS top performers. Two big games here in Joe Sims Gym tonight. Coming into them, we knew we really needed to win to be what we wanted to be in district tournament play, because if we were to lose, it took it out of our hands. Well, two players tonight did a great job of taking it into their hands and making sure their teams won. Starting off with the girls, if you listen to the game, you probably already know. Senior Lacey Wicks. We basically give the TDS breakdown of why she got it tonight during the contest.
We did.
Because she's just amazing, folks. And, you know, I share most of my thoughts on them. Y'all talk about her, and if I think of something else, I'll throw it in, too. I don't want to steal y'all's thunder.
Well, you know what she does. I mean, she's, as you said, the best defensive player in this league. There's no doubt about it, the way she affects the game with her length and athleticism. That's what she does night in, night out. But what she did tonight and what she's done throughout this season, she adds something to her game, seemed like every night. And, Doug, we saw her do stuff that we've never seen her do before. Much less, she led the team in scoring with 15 points. She's knocking down three. She's catching in the lane, turning and ducking and diving to the rim. And, you know, like Coach Sims says, it's a shame that, you know, she's a senior.
Yeah.
Boy, wouldn't you like to see her with another couple years, Doug?
Yeah. Oh, we would. And we're spoiled. Number one, we're spoiled with her because we take it for granted her defense every night. And that's just pure hard work. And now her offensive game is going right there with it. And not that she wasn't a good offensive player, but we always run sets to somebody else. Now they're running it to her, and she's taking advantage and just playing great basketball right now.
Yeah, we saw her off the drive tonight, facing the basket, taking two different times.
Blow-bys.
Yeah, just because when you talk about that speed and athleticism, we talked about the confidence, that's the big difference.
It is. That's all it is.
And maybe she's listening to us. I don't know, because we've sung her praises for a long time, and she needs to believe in herself. Well, she is right now, and you can tell it. Boys action. Similar type player. Another player tonight who was just amazing, and you saw it early from the get-go. You won't outwork him. You won't out-enthusiasm him, because it's always coming. And it's Hayden Adams, folks. Another senior. Doug called for seniors to play big tonight. Well, guess what? Lacey Wicks is a senior. Hayden Adams is, too. Their time's getting short on Rob Edwards Court. They ain't got a lot more guaranteed times to touch the hardwood in this gym, and he made most of them now.
He did, and he was targeted early.
Yeah.
You know, it was Coach Bibbs' game plan to go to Brody Sachs in the paint early, get Hayden Adams in foul trouble, have us to not play with him.
Yeah.
And Hayden Adams did a great job of defending Brody Sachs, held him to 6 points in this ball game, Doug. We're talking about a first-team all-district player from last season who is a fellow senior of Hayden Adams. And Hayden Adams won that battle. Plus, he did what Lacey Wicks did, knocked down that beautiful bunny from the baseline.
Yeah.
And that's hard to do.
Points, yeah.
And maybe the hardest shot in basketball. If we don't realize how hard that little corner shot, the little short corner shot is. And like I said, we kind of take for granted Hayden.
Yeah.
You know, that defensive end, you know, the last two games, he's been guarding the best player on those two teams.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's what people don't realize. He's athletic. He can go out there and guard those guys.
Well, that's what, you know, at Clark Range, Swallows with it, the junior point guard, out top, in space, trying to isolate and drive against our center, the
right.
five player, Hayden Adams.
Nope.
And he can't do it. He couldn't get past him. Impressive.
One more point about Hayden Adams. You know, we saw Clay County got out to the big lead, and then you saw Gordonsville make a run there, got it to 12. Nolan Adams fouled out. Hayden Adams entered the ball game. It was a 12-point game. Gordonsville kind of had some momentum.
Yeah.
Hayden Adams and one. Made the free throw. Shut it down. Got it back to Fort. What was it? Made it a 15-point game again,
yeah.
And it went from there. So he just makes big plays, Doug, and gives you everything he's got.
Yeah.
Every time he hits the floor.
And a lot of his stuff, of course, the points are going to show up on the stat sheet. That other stuff don't.
Right.
And now, he had a good night rebounding, out of it, but the other stuff he does, that don't show on the stat sheet.
Right.
But the coach sees all that. It's just a really nice night from her seniors.
Absolutely. And both of them, the top players, when they're putting that effort and that grit and that hustle into it, you better believe their teammates are going to follow suit. Folks, tonight's TDS top performers, Lacey Wicks and Hayden Adams. Brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. What a great night here in Joe Sims Gym. Both teams likely to be the two seats heading into the district tournament. We'll know that after Tuesday night's district stuff fully gets done and wrapped up. Probably know that tonight if we knew the outcome of those Clark Range Piggy games. But anyway, next week, Tuesday night, right here at Joe Sims Gym, senior night against Jackson County. As we always say, please come out in person, watch them, cheer for them, celebrate them, give them a standing ovation. They'll do that between games, traditionally for the seniors. Lacey Wicks on the girls' side, Lance Burchett, Hayden Adams, Nate Adams on the boys' side, maybe a manager somewhere that's a senior. I don't think so this year. But got those four great players. Then going to go on Valentine's Day road trip over a week from tonight to Jellicoe, 4:30 Eastern time tip. We'll talk more about that as we get into our broadcast Tuesday.
Hey, but, I think that's a normal tip. Coach Everett, I'm pretty sure said earlier that's going to be a 6 o'clock tip.
Oh, really?
That's what he told me earlier.
So Coach Steve may be wrong. Okay.
So we may be wrong, so we need to double check it.
We knew on the school that that'd be strange. Fortunately, we'll be able to straighten that out Tuesday. Guys, final thoughts?
Well, a big win for the Lady Dogs. They've already had a signature win going to Clark Range and getting that one done, and they carried it over here tonight to secure, hopefully, that second seed. But an even bigger win for these Bulldogs, in my opinion. We knew what kind of team we had, but tonight they proved they could win the big one.
Yeah.
And at the right time. You beat Clark Range last time out in a competitive game, take care of business here tonight, Doug. And it's time to start doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and that's what we wanted to see. And I guarantee Coach Everett will tell you the same thing. You know, we need to finish a big game and set a little tone. And they done that tonight. Really good job by the Bulldogs.
Little score update real quick before we sign off. Assistant Coach Liam Annette from Pickett County sending into the Crisis Sports Network hotline that Pickett girls won by 18 over Clark Range on the range. Always tough up there. Nice win for them. And the Pickett boys by 46. Is that what that's saying?
It does.
Woo, what a win.
Big win.
I mean, Clark Range, we know, they beat Gordonsville by 21. And there, Pickett beats them by 46. Not surprised at all.
No.
That Pickett won, but 46, that's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big win.
Obviously, Coach Eminette's team continuing to play even better than just like Clay did tonight. Great scores there. Clay County winners tonight here at Joe Sims Gym. All right, guys, we're going to sign off. We appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate our sponsors. We'll be back on our on Tuesday night right here at home one more time for senior night. For Joe Sims, for Doug Strong, for Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wish y'all a good night.